And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
We need more laughs on the show.
What are you talking about?
These guys are hilarious. They do so much funny stuff.
Yes, Stefan! Stefan! He's very mad because he's come back here 7 times today, and every somebody else has been on
take
his
mic. Take my mic.
I didn't know, guys. It's Tam's time. It's quality.
Hey, your shirt.
Hey, yeah. Quick shout out to Mr. Steven Christian for coming to the Bear Canyon with us yesterday.
Oh, I'm clapping in the air.
You look so strong.
Did John
you,
Wayne?
Why weren't you there, guy?
Yeah.
I didn't see you there.
Wait,
I
did.
Listen. Not sure why you were.
Yesterday, I got some really sad news.
Why are his eyes closed now?
Some really sad news.
What is up with the eye closed?
From my doctor, who told me probably shouldn't lift heavy things for a little bit.
Why is that?
Till some things heal.
What happened to you? Why are you healing?
When you go from lifting nothing to lifting lots of heavy things, you can strain your body.
Oh, in what way?
It just stresses it out. And you can disrupt
things. You get a hernia?
In your body.
Oh, and I brought that today. Cream you needed today.
Okay. Man. Here we go.
It's fine. It's
anyway,
a thing.
Yeah, Steven, thanks for stopping by. Yeah.
If this show doesn't get going soon, we're going to have to scrap the whole thing.
Why on earth would we give you a raise?
Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
Showtime.
How we doing today, fellas?
Doing great, doing good.
Wednesday, September 14th. 6:10.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go. Okay.
I don't know why I was like, I'm going for the weather.
You're going for it, man.
82 degrees is your high today, girl.
It's still raining outside?
It's like drizzling.
Well, sprinkle.
It's Snoop's favorite time of year. Faux drizzle.
We are the Morning Invasion. Good morning.
That made me sad.
Yeah, I apologize.
It's showtime.
Immediately for that one.
Guys, big show today.
Yeah.
Huge. Oh, man.
Huge like my shoulders now? Oh,
yeah.
Dude, my collarbone is killing me.
Do you have a big bruise on it?
Yes, dude. Oh, that was rough. Anyways.
Yep.
Poked the bear yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
It poked us.
Yeah.
And it was pretty intense. It was pretty awesome.
Yesterday was good.
Yeah. If you hate yourself.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was. Yep. Guys, I'm just loving this gym stuff. You know?
Loving it?
Just
loving it.
Feeling real healthy.
Good.
Drinking lots of water.
Yeah.
And
I will say that's the number one thing I've been doing is drinking tons of water.
Good.
Yeah. Which I know is,
makes a huge difference.
It does.
And, you know, eating pretty healthy. There's been a few times where I mess up with my diet, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay.
How was your guys' day yesterday? Was it good?
Oh, so good. So good. Brody had a baseball game. Little kid
one?
Baseballs. Yeah, dude.
How many games does he have a week?
Two. He's got another one on Saturday.
That seems like a lot for a little guy like that.
Oh, come on. He can handle it. He's almost 4.
Good.
Almost 4, bro. He's got to learn to get a job at some point.
It's funny. Brody's 4 and everybody else on his team is 7.
Right. He's the youngest kid on his team. He's a little dude.
That's good.
They let him play up.
Yeah, when you're cute like that, you can really do anything you want.
You really can.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel mostly bad for literally everyone else. Yesterday, his second at bat, he went and hit the tee. And they put the ball back on and he went and hit the tee. And he was like, all right, let's go. Man. All right. Put the ball back on. We hit the tee. And I was like, man, we're going to be here a while.
Maybe he doesn't need a tee. Maybe he just need to lob it up
he's
there.
Used to, yeah, I was going to say, he's used to us pitching to him.
Guys.
See? That's what you need.
But, yeah. Yeah. Hitting off a tee.
The emojis are awesome.
Teo just downloaded iOS 10.
No, Teo and I just got the new iPhone 7.
No, you did
it's
not. It's out
so
Friday.
So awesome.
It doesn't come out till Friday.
We got it.
Well, our buddy Jesse kind of hooked it up.
Stop it.
It's
okay,
awesome.
wait. I got a question.
Good. Yeah.
Are you guys, like, in your little fantasy fake world, who is Jesse? I know who Brad and Angie are.
Jesse I get that Katsopoulos, joke.
Who?
Jesse Katsopoulos.
Okay.
Why is he doing that?
What?
I just shut his mic off. Why is he doing that?
He's jealous, dude. You know this. This is what's going to happen. Since the dawning of time, the social classes have been a thing of separation and jealousy. And that's just, we're going to come up on this.
I like that fake name you came up with. I know Jesse doesn't want us talking about him on the air.
No, Ketson, that's Jesse Ketson. That's his actual last name.
It is?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
What'd he tell you, Miller?
Never mind. Steve-O?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I just assumed it was like Uncle Jesse.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's cool, man. Hey, keep on keeping on.
That's
fantasy,
cool.
Man.
There is so much irony floating around in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Steve-O, who are you talking about? Uncle Jesse?
Yeah, Full House. You know, you guys always talk about like going to like cool houses and stuff.
Why would you think that Jesse Katsopoulos was from Full House?
No, I just thought you guys were always talking about Uncle Jesse.
Jesus. Okay. Big show today. I would like to start the show off with some amazing audio. A teenager ran onto the field during the Monday night football game between the Rams and the 49ers. He managed to get his shirt off before security got to him. That wasn't the because usually when somebody does that, they never film it.
Because right.
Because they don't want more people to do it so they can be on TV. But
I don't know how I missed this because this was all over
ESPN. Well, even the commentators, usually they don't even they completely ignore it. But there's an announcer named Kevin Harlan, and he was calling the Monday Night Football game for radio. And as the streaker started taking his shirt off, this is him calling the game.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That was the
life.
Most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call. All right,
awesome.
I'm ready for the last 11:31 now, Kevin. Let's go.
Look at the police. They've surrounded this man like he's just robbed a bank. I hope it was worth it, my friend, because you've got a night in the clink coming up.
Oh. A night in the clink.
Now, the kid says his friends dared him to do it. And he wasn't drunk, and he didn't get arrested because he's a minor.
He's drunk!
But he did get banned from the stadium for a year.
Oh.
And he thought his dad would be angry, but his dad says he's proud of him.
Whoa, wait, what?
Proud of you, son.
And, oh, no, no, no.
Good job, bro.
He also has a phone number written on his chest.
Yeah.
Can we call it?
Why don't you call that number right there?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Right.
Let's call it.
Go ahead and call this number.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes. Let's call him.
And next to the number on his chest are the words, call me.
Okay. Okay, but do we really want...
Yeah, we want.
We have a 40-second delay. We'll be all right.
Oh, gosh.
Man, what's going to happen?
Cool stuff.
Well, gosh. It's 6:17.
Oh, gosh.
On the West Coast, it's...
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9.
I bet
2,
that's his voicemail.
5, 2, 9.
We got
0.
A call later.
No,
hey,
no, we could have aired it. He put it out on TV. We could have aired that and left a voicemail.
That's we got to call that later and see if he picks up.
Okay. Okay.
What state is he from?
Well, it's California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's pretty early there. 5:17.
Oh, shout out to Kevin Harlan. That was phenomenal
solid.
Play-by-play.
That was solid, guys.
Yep.
Solid gold. Oh,
that was a terrible, terrible game. Especially if you're an L.A. Rams fan. Sorry, Chris Chicago. Ugh. It was so boring.
Really?
Yeah, it was 28-0,
yeah.
Right? L.A., man. If I were Los Angeles, I would ask for a refund on the Rams. Because that was a travesty. So, man, what else is a travesty is a father who encourages that. Because one, it's like, oh, it was funny and you got on TV. It's illegal. Like, it's criminal trespassing. He's lucky he's not in the clink.
Yeah, if you're an adult, you go straight to jail.
I learned it in the clink. I don't know,
I'm
man.
Prison Mike.
There are so many times where, as a parent, I have to be cautious because I don't want to do something stupid. Because I'm me. I'm kind of crazy. But I never want to do something to glamorize being an idiot to an illegal point. Because yeah. Your kids emulate everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a hero.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's a hero.
He's a That's hero. Studio at star88.fm.
He did the right
studio
thing.
Studio at star88.fm.
And he delayed the game. This was off script.
Ugh.
He showed everybody.
Well, he
what
did
want
to bring a little more action to the game. It was a really boring
game.
So it
was
game.
A terrible game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Especially for the kickoff of Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Bow, bow.
I'm surprised that the NFL players didn't get involved. I mean, maybe they're not supposed to.
I don't think they're supposed to touch anybody.
They're just standing there
here
looking
he is trying
dumbfounded.
To give one of them five.
Yeah, they're
just
not allowed.
Looking at him like,
it's like, nope.
Come on, kid.
Yeah.
Not happening, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. You can text the show 585-LIVE, 585-5483. You can call us at 338-3700. 202 years ago on this day in 1814, on a day that Colin Kaepernick will never forget, Francis Scott Key wrote the words to the Star Spangled Banner.
Nice.
That was in 1814.
Minus the last verse, so we don't sing. Everything else. Nice.
Nice.
Prison Mike.
Guys, it's 53 days until daylight savings ends.
Wait. I'm terrible at this. What does that mean? Is it it's going to be darker early, or it's going to...
Siri, set a reminder
gonna
for
be
daylight
darker
savings
early.
Time.
Oh.
Going to be way darker.
All about that iOS.
Set a reminder for daylight savings time.
It's daylight saving.
Tell me what you want to be reminded about.
Is she smarter in the 7? The iPhone 7?
When is daylight savings time?
Saving.
Tell you when I got the iPhone 7.
Daylight saving.
I'll remind you.
Yeah, she's correcting me.
Oh man.
She's smarter than
she's
me.
She's so smart.
She's going to remind me.
That's 6. She wasn't very smart in the 6.
Are you sure you want to delete this reminder?
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I want to delete it.
Okay. Yeah. Deleted it.
Thank you, robot.
That's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Daylight saving time.
Yep, it's that time. It's happening. Guys, before you know it, it's going to be 2017, and we're going to be freezing for Easter sunrise service.
Oh, man.
That's what's going to happen. I mean, we're going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to be Easter, and we're going to be...
It's going to be
just
nuts.
Skipped Christmas.
I'm not even going to be here by then.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Time travel.
Hmm. Well. Let's see. Whose birthday is it today? Amy Winehouse, how old?
Oh, it would she been. Be?
Did you guys see that documentary?
It
was
I didn't
really,
watch it.
Really sad.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
she
say
was amazing.
34.
Seemed like it would be pretty tragic. She would be 32.
33.
Right there.
She was young.
She yeah, was dude.
Young and
ridiculous.
Beautiful. Patrick Swayze.
Oh, why are you doing birthdays of people who are no longer with us that we miss?
It's passed sad. Away of pancreatic
like
cancer.
The wind through my trees. She rides the night.
He would have been
next to me.
58.
60.
She leads me through moonlight.
57.
Only to burn me with the sun.
Gosh, he died young too, man.
She's taking my heart. She doesn't know what she's done. Feel the breath in my face.
Been around a lot.
Somebody close to me.
Gosh, that was a great song.
Okay. Said one of us.
You guys didn't even know that was Patrick Swayze.
I did know.
Mm-mm.
No, I did.
And Tyler Perry is celebrating a birthday.
Tyler Perry is...
50.
45.
47.
She's like
happy birthday, guys. I know you're listening to the show right now.
Okay. Only one of those three is alive.
All right. Big show today. Let's see. We'll talk Hillary Gate or Hilluminati.
Hilluminati, bro.
Hilluminati.
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 No.
There's a conspiracy going around.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton has a body double.
That's not a conspiracy. I follow her on Twitter.
You do?
Oh, she's great. She's so witty.
Wait, which one? Hillary or the double?
No, the double, obviously.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll talk about that this morning. We have some good news. A bus driver saved a bunch of kids.
Oh.
Which towns in each state have the weirdest names? And this year's finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you guys to make a list before we do this. I made a list of my favorite toys.
Okay.
When I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
I even got some pictures of them. I'm excited to share them with you guys.
Favorite toys from childhood.
Yep.
Okay.
Just give me like two or three, you know? Just give me a couple.
I don't know, man. I was pretty spoiled, so it's going to be it's going to be difficult.
I was pretty spoiled, too. My parents always hooked it up pretty big.
Here's
what my parents would do. My mom would always, I'd always ask for something, and she'd be like, no. No. Joseph, no.
No, Joseph.
No. I can't. And then the next day, I would have it. My mom always found a way to make it happen. I love you, Mom. Gosh. I love you, Mom.
I love your mom, too. She's a sweet lady.
When she says no, that means yes.
That's not true.
It just means it's going to happen. I just have to wait a day or two.
Wow.
That's my mom. I love her.
She's like the wind.
So spoiled rotten.
In my tree.
Let's see. No interviews today, guys. But coming up this morning, we have a huge AGT finale happen.
I can't believe I watched. I watched.
I was so ready for the announcement of the winner last night, and then it is tonight.
Yeah. Chrissy halfway through said, wait. It's not the finale? And I said, well, no, it's the finale.
Part one.
And she's like, no, but they're not announcing the winner. I'm like, well, tonight's the final performance. That's how
why do
you
need? Why do you need a whole show to recap everything, AGT? Come on. I guess they got to tally all the votes and everything. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty good finale, so we'll go over that this morning. And anything else you guys want to talk about?
I already got a couple things on my list for toys.
Yeah?
This is great.
Are these your picks?
Yeah, those are my picks.
I was like, man, you went super specific.
Yeah.
With this, or that, I was thinking the list went really specific, but then I found the list and...
Yeah, what was your favorite toy when you were little?
Me? I had a bunch of them.
Yeah, find them. Find like two or three.
I got a couple right
Should
now.
I post this on our Facebook and we get lots of responses?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
It's Wednesday. So glad you're with us, Starmy. 585 Live. You can shoot us a text. When we come back, we'll check the roads out there. And Tayo's got some headlines.
Tayo!
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tayo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
And it's good to be back on the campaign trail.
President Obama taking the stage in Philly.
The president was asked for a pardon by Edward Snowden. The former National Security Agency contractor living in Russia said Mr. Obama should pardon him because his leak of classified documents related to the nation's surveillance changed the law.
Donald Trump is offering a new plan that would allow families with young children or elderly parents to set up dependent care savings accounts.
The finalists have been announced for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Sony's video game division is expanding. Soon it will offer music, movies, and other kinds of entertainment for its virtual reality headgear.
The NCAA is moving major sporting events out of North Carolina to protest the state restroom law.
The U.S. shows off its military might. Fighter jets doing a flyover of South Korea, 75 miles from the border, days after North Korea's latest nuclear test.
Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been rushed to a hospital.
The National Weather Service is warning of dry, windy conditions in Nevada and Utah.
6:36.
I had a day of 80 something. Low, low, low 80s.
Traffic!
Roads are looking good so far. Should look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning, Starmy. Welcome to the Morning Invasion.
Oh, yeah.
Tell your friends about us. Maybe your friends listen to the other syndicated radio stations. Like Air One and K-Love. I'm just going to be real. Hey, tell him that there's a local station called Star 88. Again, we met somebody else yesterday.
Jerome.
Who had no idea.
Yeah, dude.
No idea. Who loves Christian music, but had no idea we existed.
Yeah.
Is it just the bottom of the dial thing?
I don't know, man.
I don't get it.
Last night I was out with little Broads and Luke. We were walking around because there was a Pikachu in the neighborhood. They wanted to catch that dude.
Yeah, they did.
And this guy pulls up in a U-Haul, and he was jamming a song we play. I said, "Hey, are you listening to Star 88?" And he goes, "No, I never heard of that. This is a national radio station. It's called K-Love." And I was like,
fail.
Okay. Well, Star 88 also plays that song.
What song was it?
I can't remember. It was like a good song, so I was surprised when he said that it was...
Maybe it was Jordan Felice.
Yeah. Mm. He was like, "No, this is 90 whatever," you know, and I was like,
"No."
Oh, okay. Well, you should check out 88.3.
No.
It's plays music like that, but DJs aren't fake.
They're not fake. DJs are stupid.
They live.
They're not
live
made
here.
Of cardboard.
I'm one of them.
I'm a human being.
I am one.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell your friends about us. Mm. We'd appreciate that. You know, because I mean, it's local. It's real. That's all I have to say.
Speaking of real, did you guys see that Justin Timberlake could be collaborating very soon with one Britney Spears?
Don't you tease me like this.
Turns out Britney's like, "Hey, I would love to collaborate with
cool.
JT. They're like ex-flame. Mm-hmm. They're like matching denim status."
Yep.
Cool. E asked Justin Timberlake on the red carpet this week, because he was at the premiere of Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids at the Toronto International Film Festival. Asked him if he wouldn't. He said, "Wait, what?" She said, "What?" She did?
What?
"Yeah, absolutely." He said, "I have a 17-month-old, so I don't get the headline news." And then he looked at the camera and said, "Give us a call, girl.
Give us a call, girl. Yeah.
Give us a call, comma, girl." It should be stated correctly. "Give us a call, comma, girl." End quote.
All right.
Yeah. It just kind of, it flowed too quickly.
Nobody
yeah.
took it that way.
Okay. I just.
Not a one
person. You know,
person
Justin Timberlake
in this world.
Is a good dude, and I just want to make sure his reputation is not tarnished
okay.
by my quick tongue.
Mm. That's good, Steve.
I don't think his tongue has anything to do with his reputation. The iconic voice of UNM Athletics has died at the age of 83.
Man.
We have a clip.
He is to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Marcus Smith.
For decades, his radio voice was how many New Mexicans experienced Lobo sports. Mike Roberts, play-by-play, made people who couldn't go to the games feel like they were right there. Sadly, today, that voice went silent.
Prentice will drive down court, goes in, scoops, scores again. There is the coast.
It's a legacy that began in 1966, the year Mike Roberts became the voice of the Lobos for KKOB Radio. For more than four decades, he announced Lobo basketball and football games.
Brown gets to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Travis Brown.
He also did Albuquerque Dukes and Isotopes baseball games. Roberts' tenure with the radio station ended in 2008. After that, he spent some time calling high school games. On Tuesday, his family announced he had passed away peacefully at the age of 83.
Wow. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, dude. Voice of the Lobos, man.
Mm-hmm. I saw our boy Doug tweeting about this.
Yep.
Talking about how he grew up with it.
Yeah, for me in Montana, it was Dean Alexander. Dean Alexander was one of the greatest.
Shut up, Dex. You were talking about how we're local. We don't care about Montana.
No, man. Dean Alexander.
We don't care about Montana.
He's still
Mike
alive.
Mike Roberts.
Well, my guy's still alive. So, what?
I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't even know. I'm offended. I grew up with Mike Roberts. Mike Roberts is the man.
I grew up with Dean Alexander.
Gosh.
I can't remember who did the voice for Mississippi State, but he was one of those guys. Everybody's like, "Yeah, that dude."
Yeah.
Hey, Liveline, there are a few people that chimed, and one person said, "Hey, if it makes you feel better, I don't even know what Caleb sounds like. I wouldn't even look for it because you guys are exactly what I like. Oh. Somebody else said, hey, stop hating K-Love. To which I want to respond, which is why I'm talking about this. Nobody's hating K-Love. But imagine, if you will, you own a local burger joint and everybody is constantly going to a processed fast food place that's like, mm-hmm. and you're like mom and pop shop and you're like, hey, we're local. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We care about the community. We're here. We love you. Nobody's dissing anybody else. We just happen to think our burger tastes a lot better and you're helping support something in your community with people who love and care about your community.
Exactly. Yeah, we didn't mean to come off like that. I mean, because
nobody hates K-Love.
I love the K-Love and everyone around because they do great things. Yeah. They encourage and...
They are the gateway drug to real radio like us.
It's true. Very true. They're also very lame. So listen to our station.
No, they're not.
Florian's brother is missing. UFC star.
No way.
For the public's help. Yep. Former Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter and current UFC on Fox analyst Kenny Florian is calling for the power of social media to help him in his search for his brother, who has apparently been missing since Saturday, September 10th, 2016. Former lightweight and featherweight championship challenger took to his Twitter page to post the following tweet. My brother Kirk Andrew Florian has been missing since September 10th, late evening. Any info, called Dover, Maine PD. 508-785-1130, and he put up a pic of his brother.
Man, that's not good.
Dover, Massachusetts. Excuse me. Hmm. Not Maine.
Yeah, with the power of social media, you never know.
Yeah.
Is wow. Maine is M-E?
Is it really?
Yeah, Massachusetts is M-A. And I think Maine is M-E.
Oh, no. Check it out. We already got an official word spreader.
Official what?
From Santa Fe on the live line.
Official
Hi,
word?
Guys. I would like to be your official word spreader. I will spread the word to everyone everywhere. Everyone at church, y'all should listen to Star 88. Waiting in line at McDonald's. Have you listened to Star 88? Go on the comm over Walmart speakers. Star 88! Dex, what are you going to do when the other two abandon you in a few weeks for New York? Uh-oh.
Wait a second.
I didn't. I was reading it live.
What?
I don't know.
Good morning, guys. Just so you know, I've had multiple friends and family put you in their preset, both at home and in the car, and they thank me for it on a regular basis.
Thanks, guys.
Oh,
spread the word.
I'm checking right now with that last update. Oh, yeah,
Kenny. Oh.
Kirk.
Yeah, update on the story from your boy Omar.
Yeah.
Oh, what Says happened?
Kenny was found dead yesterday.
Oh, not Kenny.
His brother?
His brother.
Yeah, Kenny's Kirk. Brother.
Oh.
33 years old.
That's terrible.
Yep.
Man, that was fast. That was a fast update.
Hmm.
That stinks.
It hit 36 minutes ago on this site, so I'm like, it's pretty breaking.
Breaking news. Thanks, Omar. Appreciate you, man. Man, that's sad.
Gosh, that news story went from bad to worse. Like,
does it say what the cause of death was or anything like that? Or is it anything we want to share? Is it,
I know, right?
Awful. Mm. All right, we'll move on. Instagram update has brought anti-harassment keyword moderation tools to all users. Usually when I update an app, like... I don't read what the update is, but for some reason I clicked on the Instagram one the other day when it updated, and I read this, and I was like, oh!
Huh.
And it's all, they're like, we try to keep things positive and blah, blah, blah. So it's this new feature. They announced that they're taking the next step to protect its users from online abuse with the wide launch of a new comment moderation feature in the photography-focused social network, referred to as keyword moderation tool. The feature will let each user type in words they find to be offensive, effectively hiding any mention of them in the comment section of their posts.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Bye-bye, keyboard warriors.
Instagram CEO Kevin Systrom referred to the keyboard building or blocking update as the first feature for dealing with online abusers, suggesting Instagram is continuing to keep an eye on the issue and add more protective updates to its mobile app in the future. Once the app is updated... Gain access to the comment moderation setting by following these steps. And I don't feel like I need to read you the steps, but it's in there.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, you can totally just go in there and say, if it says this, I don't want to see it. If it says this, I don't want to see it. If it says this, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Not bad. Do you guys think, you know how when you're a kid and you learn quickly that if you're doing something annoying, if somebody ignores you, that you will just stop because you're not getting that attention?
Yeah.
This is that. This is ignoring the keyboard warriors. You type in words you don't want to see, it'll never show up, and then you just go about your day, and then they don't get any attention.
I love that because that's the only way to do it. I never engage in Facebook quarrels because it doesn't do anything. Yeah. And a lot of times you can't really read tone or inflection or like anything. And so there's no purpose in arguing on Facebook over, man.
It's true.
Some of the dumbest things. So.
If you ever feel like you need to get on Facebook and argue, what you should do is type your response and then save it. Don't send it. Type your response and copy it, put it in your notes or put it somewhere where you, and then wait for 2 hours.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what
I do.
And if you still feel as whatever, some people probably would. And if you still feel that way, I would say wait another 2 hours. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you might find a lot of times that you're just like, I don't care anymore. Because then we just get caught up in the moment. Yep. We're like, I've got to defend my honor. And a lot of times it's not even about you.
Right.
Yep.
It's some movie you like.
Don't engage.
I was thinking about it. It's funny because I watched Civil War again last night.
Oh my God.
Wow, dude.
It released on Blu-ray, so I wanted to celebrate. So anyway, I watched it again. I was like, I love this movie. And then I thought, I bet if I tweeted about it or something, I'd probably get a couple of, but blah, 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 blah. And I started thinking about how funny it is that we are so, the whole concept of, because I go to this comic book movie site all the time, and there's always this war between Marvel movies versus DC, and it pops up in all of the, no matter what the article is about, it could be about, Valiant Comics Ninjak getting a movie deal. And it's like people go nuts and it's constantly. And then I thought, why are we so stupid that we think we have to prove our opinions?
Right.
That's what it boils down to.
Yep.
You can't ever prove your opinion.
Yeah. And hey, keyboard warrior, way to make it about you, especially if you posted something about man, I really enjoy this.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be the negative Nancy that's like, let me tell you why your opinion is wrong. And you're like, oh, well, I was just wanting to share something I love. But no, please, tell me, oh, fanatic. Dumb.
Well, it's just funny to me because you can have a different opinion than somebody, but for some reason in our culture, on internet culture especially, it's like we have to prove our opinions right. And that's why people fight. But at the heart of the issue, that's just your opinion. It's not a right or wrong. That's just the way you see it.
Actually, you're wrong. The Starmy just chimed in and said, I disagree. Dialogue over social media can be beneficial. So you're wrong.
Okay. Well,
just...
That's fine.
You're wrong.
Cool. Feels good to be wrong sometimes.
That's actually Adam.
Oh, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Adam. I would say, dialogue can be good, but arguing is a little different.
Somebody else said, what if you enjoy the occasional troll? I'm just going to need to get more clever.
Sometimes it can be fun to engage in those situations, but if you're doing it for fun...
No, because here's the thing. No matter
what,
I can't. Because even if you're doing it for fun, somebody's going to misinterpret it. Somebody's not going to understand the tone of your sarcasm. And the next thing you know, you're in this giant Facebook post about your faith versus blah. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not having this new earth, old earth debate over Facebook comments.
See, that's my rule. I don't jump in. If it has anything to do with faith, I stay away from that now. If anything, I'll shoot somebody a private message and go from
I usually
there.
Do that. Hey, here's my phone number. Call me.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's good. And I would call that more of a dialogue rather than a Facebook back and forth.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's just...
monologuing.
Yeah. Well, essentially...
You're seriously monologuing back and forth.
Yeah, because it's really important to be able, I think in a true... And I'm sure Adam would agree. In a true dialogue, you have to be able to get all of the inflections from the other person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to do those in person. Of course, it's not always going to be the case. Mm. And also, I'm talking more about like opinions about trivial things like movies and music, and not necessarily about
right
government or politics or media, you know, skew and stuff like that.
And a lot of the things that people post, they just want a reaction. It's not even necessarily that they feel strongly about that issue sometimes. It's just they want a reaction.
Yeah. I think my whole point was our opinions oftentimes about things cannot be proven, because at the heart of it, that is your opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are things that have happened to you that haven't happened to the other person that make you have that opinion.
Mm-hmm.
As the great theologian, the dude, once said, yeah, but that's just like your opinion, man.
Thank you, the dude.
The dude abides.
Write it down. He does abide. A Bayard woman has survived a lightning strike. The chances of being struck by lightning are very slim.
Nearly she should go get a lottery ticket.
It's nearly one in a million.
Yeah.
One in a million. A southern New Mexico woman actually lived through it, and we have a clip.
Your chances of being struck by lightning are very slim, nearly one in a million.
Thanks, Dex.
A southern New Mexico woman actually lived through a hit. Colton Schoen has her incredible story.
August started out as a pretty typical day for Bayard resident Amy Castagnon. Here she is with her family, but she says it quickly went from a normal day to a nightmare.
I also Snapchatted that I was going for a walk with my dog, and it was a really beautiful day that day, and apparently the storm came in pretty fast, and I was almost home when the lightning struck me.
What happened next was wiped from her memory. She only knows what other people tell her, but in a stroke of luck, her husband was very close by.
He found me on the ground. Me and my dog were, my heart had stopped and my dog was unconscious, and he had to resuscitate me and bring me back until the EMTs arrived and took me to the hospital.
Had her husband not been close, she says she could have died, leaving behind three kids, one of who requires round-the-clock care.
Yeah, the pictures of her in the hospital were crazy. She had just burns all over her body, and she is so lucky to be alive. It's crazy. Got to be careful, guys. Don't be Snapchatting or doing anything on your phone while there's rain or thunder. It's bad. You don't walk when there's thunder. Everybody knows that. You get struck by lightning, man.
One out of a million times.
Mm-mm.
A new study found the 5-second rule.
5-second rule?
Myth.
Oh,
come on. No, it's not.
Bacteria gets on your food as soon as it hits the floor.
Oh, come on.
I'd say you need that bacteria.
Everybody knew that. Come on.
You need it. Eat it.
Of course it does.
A truck driver accidentally dumped 20 tons of spaghetti on a highway in England yesterday. Apparently this guy was just hauling loose spaghetti.
Weird.
That's what you got back there.
But just a lot of loose spaghetti.
A lot of loose scatter. Big show today, guys. Big show. Letter on the way. My wife and I are having a big debate with our 12-year-old daughter, is the subject title of the letter. AGT finale update. Illuminati. And we're going to talk about our favorite toys when we were kids. Posted something up on Facebook if you want to share what your favorite toy was. Maybe post a picture of your favorite toy.
Yeah, it's the finalists. They're going to announce the finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame for the year. We want to know if any of these would make it into your Toy Hall of Fame. Also, post pictures of your favorites.
We'll be back, Starmie. Hang out.
Hi, I may be calling the wrong number, but I wanted to give feedback. The DJs on the Star 88 were asking for feedback. So my feedback is excellent radio station, great promotion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but try not to get hysterical as often.
What? Oh! And you can actually use a sledgehammer to hit those big tires.
Oh, man.
I want to use...
Yeah.
The his sledgehammer.
That's right, man.
The loud, hysterical stuff goes too far and loses a lot of people.
It's not a rap song, you idiot.
Some people settle for a typical thing.
Jam's dancing. See, this could work with CrossFit.
Before I move to the front of the line.
Like, we end up flipping the station because of the stress of the loud hysteria.
Oh, I can't do air squats after yesterday. Oh!
That's enough.
That is enough. I did an air squat, and I just tore everything.
That's enough.
Tore it all.
So I'm just asking them to chillax once in a while and not be quite as funny or stop themselves from laughing hysterically.
You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration when you love somebody till the end of time.
That's good, man. Keep it going.
When you love somebody, always on my mind.
No one needs you more than me.
It's something I suffer from, but I have to work at it so I don't lose my family. Okay? God bless you guys.
I can't imagine why I constantly destroyed my vocal cords.
Yeah.
And can't really sing like I used to.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Beautiful Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Yes. Steve-O and Teo. 7-Eleven. High degree of 82 degrees. How the roads out there, Teo?
Well,
we got an accident to report on the west side. Paseo del Norte at Universe. There is an accident. You guys be careful out there this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Got a record player in here, guys. Oh. It's kind of hidden back here.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
We've already had people like chiming in on the toys, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's going to be a hot topic
this
morning.
You mentioned toys, and it was like, what? I'm a grown-up.
Yeah, feel free to shoot us a text. We'll kick it off here in just a little bit. But
I'm a grown-up.
Yeah, this year's finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that list, and we're asking you, what was your favorite toy when you were a kid? Maybe post a picture of what it was on our Facebook page at Star88FM. Hmm. Go like us. And we've come up with our favorite toys when we were kids. Just brought me back looking for some of these toys. Just remembering my mom, dad spoiling me. Love you, mom and dad. All right. Let's do this story right here.
No.
Because there are a lot of people listening to the show right now who are in the dating world. Dating's tough.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Even the older people that have, you know, been through the ringer in relationships, you talk to them sometimes and they're like, oh, man, I gotta start over now.
If we're going to do this.
I have to. I don't want to do the dating thing anymore.
We need the right intro.
Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for someone.
Okay, early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Wow. Stephen Christian.
Man, what a great guy.
He went through the ringer when he was, it was the 80s.
He's a lonely fellow. You know?
Will you stop it?
What?
People believe everything we say.
No, they don't.
Which, by the way, Stephen, he's joining the crew here.
What?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that yet. Star 88.
What do you mean?
We're just, you know, training yesterday on how to.
Is he going to take my spot?
Is he going to do a show? Stephen Christian?
Yeah.
From Amberlin?
Shh.
It's not announced. I don't know if he has the right voice for this station.
What?
Should we do a quick review of his voice?
I mean, we can. Once he actually does it, we should do it.
Okay, early to bed, early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Stephen.
Gosh, he sounds a little different.
If it was the 80s, he'd fit. But
when he sings, he sounds different than that.
He does sound a lot different.
He sounds a little desperate.
Okay, here is some advice. Well, you're going to get it through this story right here. If you're in the dating world, listen up, guys. And girls, too. an 18-year-old woman named Abby. She went out a few weeks ago, met a guy named Liam. Liam offered to sit down and have a little chat. Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yes.
Can we have a conversation?
Sure.
Well, I'm sure Abby was pretty excited about that. They talked for a few minutes, exchanged numbers, and went their separate ways. Well, 2 weeks later, Abby got a text from Liam. The text read, "Can you pay me back for that drink?"
No!
Yeah.
Oh, Steven, you're so desperate.
Yeah.
Wait.
He wanted $9 for it.
Oh, my gosh. How long after?
2 weeks.
Kudos to you, friend.
Yep. Abby got a text from Liam asking her to pay him back for the drink. And she was so surprised that she actually sent him the money.
No, yeah. Stop it.
She's also pretty sure that was the cost of both their drinks, not just hers. So she sent him the money anyways. Then she posted a screenshot of their text conversation on Twitter. So now it's going viral. And it's pretty hilarious. I've never heard of that before. But you never know. When
you're
broke, hey, you're broke. Maybe there was an emergency. He needed a little extra cash. And he's thinking, I'll do whatever it takes to get just a little extra cash for this emergency.
Okay.
And I'll start texting men, people that I sent money to.
Boys. Okay, do you have any boys to men?
Boys to men. Wait, no, I can't sing that one.
I don't have any. Boys to men.
Boys to men. ABC.
BBD. The East Coast family. Mm-hmm. Never skipped a beat.
No.
Anyways, trying to do a boys to men segment, because here's the deal, boys. If you're not ready to, like, man up and buy, whether it's a dinner or in this particular instance, he wanted to buy her a drink. If you're not willing to, like, fork out the cash, if you can't actually do that, you have no business trying to be in the dating world, quote-unquote, in the first place.
What if it was an emergency and you needed the cash?
$9? He had a $9 emergency?
It's an emergency.
Give me the emergency.
All right. I'm trying to think here. Because this has happened to me before.
No, stop it.
I've been in this situation where I go to pay for something, and then all of a sudden, my card got declined, and then I go look at my bank statement, and I'm like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, or you want to take your wife out on a awesome date, and you look at your bank account, and you have $36, and you're thinking to yourself, where can I go for $36? Mm-hmm. But then when you arrive at that special place, the waitress shows up and goes, hey, let me offer you the most expensive meal that we have. The seafood tonight is the lobster. It's market price. Oh, what does that mean? That means it's the most expensive. Market price is the most expensive. And guess what? Leslie bought it. She bought the market price lobster. And I had $36 in my account. So what did I do? I called my friend. I said, honey, I'll be right back. And I went to the bathroom. I called my friend and I said, hey, can you send me some money real quick? I need $500 for this lobster.
And I said, well, it was me. And he said, I need this real bad, Teo. And I was like, hang on, let me move some stuff around
is what you said.
Let me get in touch with the Swedish account.
Mm-hmm.
I have to call Sven.
Yeah.
He's going to move.
Exactly.
Just give it a couple minutes.
Yeah. And so it didn't take a couple minutes because my card got declined like three times. But I said, just keep trying it. Mm-hmm. And about an hour later, it worked.
I'm sorry it took so long.
Well, that's all right.
I know that was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
I apologize.
So I've been in this situation before, Steve-O. I've been in the situation.
Where you need...
You need the money, man. That was clearly an emergency.
She should have gone with a stand-up guy like this fellow. Let's listen to his story.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast-forward button, because I don't smoke, and I don't like people who do smoke.
Well,
I guess Chrissy.
I wish the dating world was just like
I guess
that.
Chrissy's out of luck with this.
Yeah, I just got to fast forward on that one. She's so mad.
Yeah. That's this story. That's the first time I've ever actually heard of somebody asking for their money back after they bought somebody a drink.
What is proper etiquette? I mean, obviously, we're all married in here, so we don't know what that's like anymore.
You don't know what it's like!
Here's the deal. The guy offered to buy her a drink. Hey, mm-hmm. Let's hang out. Can I buy you a drink? Sure. Can I buy you a drink? That's what he said. Not, can I let you borrow a drink? I'm going to need this money back in a
couple
weeks.
The deal. The girl did not go out with him again.
No.
So he was like, she doesn't care about me. She needs to give me my money back.
Okay.
That was a waste. I want my $9
no,
back.
No, that's lame. If it you're looking lame. At it like that, man.
We belong together.
Here, as Christian men, if somebody asks for something, what do?
We say, no!
Nope,
and then we
that's
run.
Not what we do.
And we build a wall so they can never ask again. No.
Starmy chimed in and said, that dude is going to stay single for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. If you really like you were saying, living paycheck to paycheck, too broke to really take a date out and mm-hmm. allow her to order whatever, mm-hmm. lobster dinner, man, well, then you have no business dating.
We belong together.
Because what's the purpose?
Date night's real important.
What's the purpose? No, obviously it's important, but I'm saying like when you are a single person and you're pursuing something, as a Christian, we're pursuing towards something greater, right? Mm-hmm. Towards marriage. We want to do something. If you can't afford to take somebody out on a date, you have no business doing that because you can't afford to take care of anybody.
That's true.
You can't even afford to take care of yourself. Why are you trying to? I don't know.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Afternoon with Coon. What's up?
Hey!
Oh, gosh. Coon, no. No,
who's calling?
You just,
who am I speaking with?
This is Dex, Steve-O, and Taya.
Hey, it's the Morning Invasion. You called us.
You called me, bud.
Hey, thanks for calling in, guys. What do you guys want? It's a great afternoon here.
What?
We're jamming out to some tunes, talking about love stuff. And,
Ryan.
You know, just all kinds of crazy.
Ryan Allen, it is 8:25 a.m. Central Time where mm-hmm. you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you called us. What's wrong with you?
Hey. Hang on, guys. We're going to come back. We're going to take a little break for these guys. No. We're going to come right back, all right? All right.
Nice.
We'll be right back. Matt, what are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Again, you called me.
Hey, number one, when you call my station, you call me Teo.
That's right.
You address me like I will
That's
be addressed right. in
Listen.
A professional way.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to be professional on my afternoon show right now, and you're calling me an interrupt.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hey, let me ask you this. When are you going to make that Waverly comeback video, huh?
Oh.
Well, hey, I didn't start this whole Waverly thing.
I'm pretty sure, my friend, that you started it okay. with your dumb Facebook comment.
That's true. That's also true.
Hey, I've pitched all kinds of ideas to y'all. Hey, let's keep this going. Hey, let's keep this going. No, Matt would rather talk about Hayden Christensen or whoever that is you guys have out there.
What?
Hayden Christensen from Star Wars?
Steven Christensen. Steven Christensen.
He's my best friend. I can't help it that he moved in and became my best friend.
Oh, man. All of this is lies.
He doesn't like you, Matt.
He loves
he
me.
Like
he tells
that's
me
what
all
is
the
happening.
Time. He's like, I can't
know.
Wait to hang out, bro. Like, let's do some Amber Lynn reunion. I'm like, that's not me, man. That's not me. That's all you.
So
just let me know.
Look, all I know is I'm trying to do my afternoon show. I can't be worrying about Waverly right now. And I don't call your morning show and interrupt you.
Wait, that's exactly what you just did. You just called us.
Hey, you know what?
You literally just called
real
us.
Real quick, Ryan, between, and I have to say Ryan so nobody thinks I'm a racist.
What? His last name is Coon.
Steve-O said that, everyone.
Okay. Your name is Ryan Allen Coon. Your parents literally named you Raccoon.
They did, okay? I had to live with that through junior high. I don't have to live with it now in my 30s. Thanks, Steve-O.
And let me tell you this. The raccoon is the thief of the varmint kingdom, and you are thieving my show right now, raccoon.
Speaking of thieving things, we have multiple Starmie members chiming in already asking what happened to Kylo Friend.
Oh, snap.
Who?
I don't know.
Who is Kylo Friend?
I assumed he was part of your afternoon show because you're on the phone and people are chiming in on the live line asking what happened to him.
Look, all I know is I have my show, Afternoon with Coon, and every now and then I get calls from Matt and you guys, no. Steve-O and Dax, and all Dax? This craziness, and I'm trying to just do my Dax. Show. Patricia, just give me one more minute. Just run another ad. Hang on, I'm talking to my assistant. Patricia, okay. Just run another ad.
Okay.
Man, he runs a tight ship just, over there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He holds it down, man.
All right, hey, Coon, on your afternoon show, you're talking about love. We were talking about a gentleman who took a girl out and bought her a drink and didn't go well. So a couple weeks later, he hit her up and asked her for the money back for her drink, $9.
Hey, I think that's kind of acceptable. I mean, acceptable. Acceptable. I can't talk today. See, you guys ruined my show. Listen, here's what's up.
Uh-huh.
If you buy rings for women or dresses or necklaces, guess what? They keep that stuff and then pawn it after they break up with you. Why is it wrong for them? Why is it wrong for you to call them and say, hey, I want my money back.
Wow.
I want a gift card for Chili's.
Man.
Wait, why Chili's?
What?
You go, wait, don't tell me why. You can't. We're non-com. Yeah, you can't say qualitative statements.
Don't even want to know. Oh, amazing. I love your show, by the way.
Yep.
It's great, man.
It's the highest rated show on the internet in Burnsville, Mississippi.
That's crazy.
Thank you guys so much. We got about 15 more seconds. We're going live back on the air. So thank you guys for calling. If you guys ever want to chat, you know where to find me. Afternoon with Coon.
Hey, we got to talk about that Waverly stuff for real.
Hey, well, text me sometime. You know my number. Don't call my show.
Good night. Good gosh.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Okay, gosh, he's gone. He had to get back on his show.
He's really hard to get a hold of. Man. He's very busy.
He's got an afternoon show.
I know.
Somebody just chimed in and said, sounds like Blake Shelton.
Wow. He kind of does.
He does.
He dates Gwen Stefani.
Somebody chimed in, and here's an interesting spin. As we talk about the guy who bought a woman a drink, then texted her 2 weeks later asking her for the money back because, it didn't go well, whatever. Well, on the live line, somebody chimed in and said, a few years ago, my boyfriend went to a church in Rio Rancho, offered them up a tithe. When the pastor looked at him and said, I hope you don't cause any trouble here today, he ended up going home, calling them, and asking for his tithe back.
Wow.
And they sent it back to him.
Who was telling us there's a church where they'll do the tithe every Sunday?
Life Church.
We had what's his face?
Yeah, Life Church here in Rio Rancho. I'd never heard of this before.
Yeah,
either.
Listen to this novel
concept. They pass the bucket, and tithe, and I guess the pastor who's during the offering, everybody's tithing, giving their money, said, if you're in here and you're on hard times and you need, just take some. And
straight up,
I'd never heard that before.
I know. And now we're going to hear back from the pastor of Life Church next week. He said, man, attendance spiked.
Yeah, I know.
300 new people.
What happened?
Tithes were crazy down, though.
But that was really interesting. I'd love to talk to them about doing that. I remember one church that I visited. They had like a quote, and I'm not even being funny.
Man, you're so funny.
They had a money back guarantee. Like, hey.
I've heard of that.
You test this out.
That church
you
is...
give the Lord 90 mm-hmm. days, and at the end of 90 days, if you're hurting or if you're not, whatever, we're going to give you your tithe back.
Mm-hmm.
And, so...
Are you okay with that?
If that's what God laid on the heart of the pastor who is shepherding that flock, then who am I to argue against it?
That's
right?
That's a good answer.
I don't go to that church, but that's what I would have to say, because truly if they believe that that is what God has called them and that's the way they're doing it, I mean, come on. There are so many different churches you can go to and people do communion differently. People here at Calvary, they don't even take a formal offering. They just have the agape boxes or whatever they call it, and it's like we don't even have the formal offering, and so... Churches do things differently, and if it's not clearly outlined in Scripture where, like, thus saith the Lord, you've got to do it this way, then that's open to, however the Lord's leading that pastor to shepherd their church. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting to me. I mean, if this guy, he was a visitor, obviously, at this church, and it was a gnarly experience, then sure, get your tithe. Why would you want to...
pour into that, because, you know, as Micah, the book of Micah talks about, your storehouse is where you're really supposed to be pouring in anyways. And if that's not your quote storehouse, it's a place you visited and it was a horrible experience, why not?
Yeah.
Somebody on the live line just chimed in and said Sagebrush actually has the 90-day guarantee as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about toys from our childhood. What was our favorite toys? And we'll go over this year's finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame. We'll be right back. Hang on.
What's going on in the news today?
Let's go back on the campaign trail.
President Obama taking the stage in Philly.
The president was asked for a pardon by Edward Snowden. The former National Security Agency contractor living in Russia said Mr. Obama should pardon him because his leak of classified documents related to the nation's surveillance changed the law.
Donald Trump is offering a new plan that would allow families with young children or elderly parents to set up dependent care savings accounts.
The finalists have been announced for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Sony's video game division is expanding. Soon it will offer music, movies, and other kinds of entertainment for its virtual reality headgear.
The NCAA is moving major sporting events out of North Carolina to protest the state restroom law.
The U.S. shows off its military might. Fighter jets doing a flyover of South Korea, 75 miles from the border, days after North Korea's latest nuclear test.
Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been rushed to a hospital.
The National Weather Service is warning of dry, windy conditions in Nevada and Utah.
7:40.
High today of 82 degrees.
Traffic.
Got a lot of congestion on 25 southbound off of Paseo, also 40 eastbound, maybe when you hop on off of Unser and Coors heading east. Look out for that, guys. Lots of traffic. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up, AGT finale update, a little after 8 o'clock. Yesterday, we had Olympic medalist Tori Bowie on the show.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Tori has a gold. Mm-hmm. She has a silver. She has a bronze. And we interviewed her yesterday.
She has a sharp wit and a quick tongue.
If you missed it, here's a little bit of that interview.
You are on with Tori.
Tori!
Hi.
Hey!
Yes!
Yay!
Welcome to Albuquerque. We're so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, not only are we excited for you to be in Albuquerque, but our dear friend Teo over here.
Hello.
He is actually from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah, I grew up in Tupelo. Yeah.
Really?
And my sister lives in Madison currently, which is not far from San Diego.
I know all about it.
Yeah. Yep.
So you are fresh back from Brazil. How different is Brazil from Mississippi?
That's a hard question. I mean, I don't know how to answer that without bashing Rio.
When did your faith become your own?
I have some questions for you because I just became a CrossFit athlete, excuse me. And I am at the point in my CrossFit journey where I'm ready to give up. Give me some hope. How can I keep going?
No pressure.
I don't mean to be rude, but, you know.
Lay it down.
You can do it.
I think it's there.
Yeah. When you grow up in Mississippi.
I may.
Oh, sorry.
That's good. Olympic athlete.
Dex, you didn't edit that
you didn't really have to edit that one.
Tori Bowie. She's a very fast woman.
Yeah.
And looks like she's going to be focusing on the long jump. If you missed that interview, go check it out at our podcast.
But I mean...
Well, you know, I mean,
No, you better, because yesterday I lost that interview for a brief moment.
Oh, okay.
When I was making the podcast, and then Dex helped me find it again.
That's right.
And now it is in there. What's once was lost is now found. So everybody go listen to that.
Maybe
it took forever.
Maybe we should have kept it lost. I don't know.
There would have been a giant gaping hole in the podcast.
We have a podcast, so search Morning Invasion, and you can listen to us right there at star88.fm. Or you can go to iTunes or Google Play.
Okay.
Enjoy that. Mm. Download it. Subscribe. Share it with your friends.
Mm. Sweet.
We've been reminding you guys, hey, share the stations. Share Star 88 with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Man, why did you just do what
I was totally pulling.
Man.
Love y'all.
That's what you get, man.
That's what you get.
Bro dog.
That's what you get. Don't throw a fit.
Throw a fit, because that's what you'll get.
We had, man, so many people still chiming in. By the way, Starmie Remember said, nobody wants to go back and listen to that boring interview ever again.
Well.
Thank you, Starmie. Thanks for staying with us through the pain.
Yeah.
Through the pain!
Sometimes, you know, there's a rotten apple in every bucket of apples.
They can't all be golden nuggets of glory.
There's a rotten peach
what?
In every gift basket.
Did you say a bucket of apples, and did you say nugget?
A golden nugget of glory.
Love them.
Yeah.
So good.
Chicken nuggets.
All right. Let's jump into more headlines. We're going to talk toys coming up after the AGT update. So
we got to talk
around
Nelly.
8:30.
We got to talk Randy Orton, WWE.
You want to talk Nelly real quick before we jump into our headlines? Because that's hilarious.
It is getting
it's
hot.
It's not
in here.
Hilarious. Wait, this is
yes,
a serious
is.
Issue.
It's okay. Getting hot in here.
All right. Nelly's a rapper, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah. And, you know, back in 2002, those were the glory days, man,
he
for
was
Nelly.
Number one, because two is not a winner and three nobody remembers.
Okay. For those that remember the track, Hot in Her. Hot in here. How do you say it?
Hot in her.
No.
H E R R E.
Let him do it.
Hot in her.
Hot in her.
Hot in her. Hot in her. Yeah. For those that remember that track, 2002. Glory days. Unfortunately, those glory days are over. According to the St. Louis Business Journal, the IRS recently filed a $2.4 million tax lien against our boy Nelly, born Cornell Haynes Jr. He also reportedly owes Missouri about $150,000 and faces more than $51,000 from California.
Mm.
Well,
California.
After Spin Magazine reported it, fans would need to stream Hot in Her,
Hot in Her,
Hot in Her, on Spotify 287,176,547 times to foot the IRS bill. Fans actually flocked to the streaming site.
Oh, gosh.
Meanwhile, the Hot in Her streaming party began worldwide, and hashtag Save Nelly exploded on Twitter. No joke. People are seriously trying to help Nelly pay off his IRS debt by repeatedly playing Nelly tracks.
Hey, he's just asking them if they want to go and take a ride with him. That's all.
Anyone go and take a ride with Steve?
Okay.
So, if you don't know,
my name in a Nelly track. What do you think about that?
Spotify is a music streaming service, and
it pays you next to nothing.
Yeah, if you're an artist and you have some of your music on there, they'll give you royalties every time somebody listens to your song.
I decided to check out the hashtag Hot in Her streaming party. Pro tip, turn your iPhone to mute and put it on Hot in Her while you sleep tonight. 7 hours equals 110 plays. That was a real one. Somebody else said, I got you, Nelly, with the fist up. DeAndre, Twitter, at I am DeAndre Moore said, I'm over here trying to pay Nelly's IRS bill while my bills continue to stack. Don't ever call me selfish.
Amen.
Hashtag save Nelly.
What was the Nelly ballad?
The ballad?
He had a ballad.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh, Nelly, I feel for you.
She only want me for my...
I don't think that was it.
No. Did he sing Boots with the Fur?
Boots with the Fur, with the Fur. Just arrived at the Hot and Her streaming party. I got you, Millie.
Just a dream.
There's actual streaming parties happening around
the
world.
It was just a dream.
Now, I
was thinking about her, thinking about me, thinking about us. What we going to be? Open my eyes.
I have a couple things to say about this.
Yes.
You remember that.
Okay. First off, in a weird way, I understand what's happening here, because Buck and I, back in the day, we've had our listeners come to our aid. I mean, we've been in situations where we were going to lose our jobs, and if we didn't get a certain amount of web hits, then, you know, they were going to fire us, or we had a billboard that we wanted, because everybody else always had a billboard, but for some reason, we were the redheaded stepchild of the building, and our bosses put us up to a challenge if we got a certain amount of whatever. They'd get us a billboard, and our listeners came through. They did what they're doing for Nelly.
287 million spins it needs on Spotify to pay his IRS bill.
Yeah, Spin
Magazine did that like comically, and people took it seriously.
Well, yeah, because they're fans. We have followers. We have fans out there. We have listeners that love what we do.
They don't
want to see us go away, and so they'll have our back. And I see Nelly. He has that. He has those people. I got your back, Nelly.
Yeah, but he made stupid financial decisions. Like, he got himself in this hole. He was
a millionaire.
He made stupid amounts of money on his music, and now he's in a hole. And I get that everybody makes mistakes. But there are, like, we get stories every day of, like, a GoFundMe of somebody who sadly was diagnosed with a debilitating illness or something. And those people, like, need help.
Yeah, but these people that are helping Nelly, they're not giving him money. They're going to Spotify.
Poor Spotify.
Hitting play.
Spotify's
going
to be like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Nelly has a jump. We're paying nobody anything right now. We got to pay Nelly $2.5 million.
They're not going to pay him that.
It
would take, like, however many spins they reported, that would take forever.
287 million spins is what they need in order to, quote, save Nelly.
Well, it's not impossible.
It's not impossible, but if this happens,
anything is possible.
Like, I don't know if I would be happy about it or just really depressed with America.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else just chimed on the live line and said, but then won't he have to pay taxes on that new income?
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I don't want to dig him out of his irresponsibility, but now I really want to bump some Nelly. That's Becca.
Consider
go
the
to
source.
Bed.
You got to pay our taxes, guys.
The IRS is public enemy number one for music artists. Please include Hot and Her in slow motion theater.
You got it.
Yeah. That's lots of.
You got to pay Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
Biblical.
Tax debt is his own problem, not the problem of his listeners. Thanks, Starmie. Mm-hmm. You guys are chiming in.
I'm going to follow this for you guys. I'm going to keep you updated day to day on this Nelly
party. On Nelly? Nelly Gate.
Nelly Gate. Nelly Party.
No, it's the
Nelly. It's a Nelly Party.
It's not a Nelly Party. It's a streaming party. It's supposed to be a Hot and Her streaming party.
Okay.
We're not doing this.
I'll take a screenshot of how many song listens it has right now.
I'd love
and
for you to do
tomorrow
this
we'll
me.
Update it.
Dude, must be the money.
Must be the money!
Gosh.
Boots with the fur, with the fur!
AGT update coming up after 8.
You guys sound like you in that Apple Dunkling gang. A guy in China was upset about losing his iPhone 6 last Friday and threatened to jump off of a building.
Okay.
But luckily, the cops got him down off the ledge, and then they found this phone for him.
Oh, that's good.
Good job, Chinese cops.
By the way, Tao and I got the new iPhone 7.
It's no, you did not!
Really awesome.
The pictures, they just have so much depth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the resolution is so high. I feel like I'm in Colorado.
Siri smarter. My phone it feels lighter. Sharper images.
I can't wait till Friday when I actually have the 7 and you guys still have your stupid 6s.
I can't wait for you to come in with your iPhone 7 and we'll compare them and they look exactly the same.
Be like, yeah. Hey, that's a cool new case on your phone. This is a 7.
You know how much more it's costing me? $0.
Yeah, right.
Zero.
Yeah, right.
$1,000 million. The five most ridiculous excuses for not going to the gym.
Oh man.
Cue sound effect. Pew 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 pew.
Number one, I needed a me day.
We know the main excuses for not going to the gym. They sound like this. Oh, guys, I just don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Brody's got a baseball game.
I have to go to the doctor.
Leslie would be mad if I went without her. I can't. Can't go get her.
I think I have.
Or that old favorite, I killed a guy there once.
What?
What? You're too tired, you're too busy, you're too comfortable on the couch. But you can be more creative than that, right? Come on, guys.
Let's do it.
A new survey asked people for the most ridiculous excuse they'd ever used to get out of working out. Here are the five best. Number five, give me drum roll, Dex.
Oh, man, you don't have drum roll.
Have
come
a
on.
Drum roll?
A drum roll. A drum roll, please.
We got a whole internet computer in front of us. Ain't got no drum roll. Thank you.
There, okay.
I was about to go, but my roommate had a coupon for 50% off at Domino's.
Wait,
oh, that's
what?
Terrible.
That yeah. is stupid.
It's not even free.
Number two.
I couldn't find a parking space at the gym, so I didn't go in.
Oh, come on.
I've been in that situation.
No,
that is stupid.
Stop it.
That's
that is
real
the
stupid.
Dumbest thing.
Park further away and get a little more of a workout.
There you go.
Back in the day when that donut shop was right next to one of the gyms, Leslie and I would usually hit that donut shop up before.
Okay, drum roll. Number three. I slipped a disc putting on running socks.
It happens. No, that happens to nobody. That does not happen.
Number two. I just did an eating contest and I can't move.
Guys.
Wait, what?
I've been there many times.
An eating
Stop.
Contest?
How many eating contests have you done?
Every day.
What? Number one. Shout out to Kim Ross, whatever her name was. I couldn't go to the gym because my psychic said I was going to get a call from an old flame.
Oh. That's why you need to go to the gym, so that you look better than
you
them.
You want to impress them. You'd be like, sorry, Mr. Carl, I was working out.
Yeah, just
working
doing
on
better things now that I don't have you in my life.
Chiseling into this hot bod.
Yeah.
So hot right now.
Guys, when we come back, AGT finale update. It was a good episode last night. A lot of great performances. And at 8:30, we'll talk about our favorite toys as a kid.
Yes.
Be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Sometimes you gotta bleed and know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how she's a terror. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how she's the tear in my heart. I'm alive, she's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire, she's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Sleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how she's the tear in my heart.
tearing my heart. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
21 Pilots, Tearing My Heart, Star 88.
Brilliant Swan. They just released a cover of My Chemical Romance's song Cancer.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
It's pretty phenomenal. We're goofing off. We
on our new iPhone 7s.
We downloaded iOS 10 for our phones, and there are so many new features. Daniel, our resident actual genius, is showing us how to work all of them.
You can send text messages in invisible ink, guys. It's
you can
crazy.
Send lasers, and they're like, lasers!
Oh, fireworks! Oh, man. This iPhone 7 is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Easy greatest thing that's ever happened in my life.
Mm.
Shout out Ryan Coon.
There you go.
Copyright 2010.
Welcome to the show, Starmy. 585 Live. You can text us. Or you can.
No, you can't do it.
Uh-huh. Did you see what I just did?
What'd you do?
He sent this. Look.
Yeah, you missed the... Did you miss it? Daniel saw it.
Nothing came through.
Nothing came through.
Whatever. You just weren't paying attention to the fireworks that went off when I sent something.
Nope. 8:06, good morning.
High today of 82 degrees.
Take a look at traffic. Ah!
Traffic.
Unfortunately, we do have an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-25 north at Comanche Road. Backed up. Let's see how far. Backed up to the Big Eye. No fun, guys. Stop and go traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes. Hopefully it won't turn into anything more than that. We've also got an accident at Ladera Drive and Atrisco Drive. An accident at 2nd Street at Osuna. And a lot of road construction all around the city. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Guys.
Yep.
It's time.
Oh, snap!
It's America's Got Talent. The finals.
Yeah!
Please welcome Mr. Worldwide himself.
It worked.
Pitbull.
What?
I got the green light, mommy, and you know what that means. If we can do anything that you dream, I want to make it.
Pitbull opened AGT last night.
I'm about that, mommy. Yeah, we the queen. I'm going to rock that, mommy.
That's Ricky Cottonsteady, guys, actually.
Okay. Actually, I think Pitbull. It's Tones.
You know what? Tones is Pitbull.
Yeah.
Man.
I do what I say and say what I mean.
That's so good. AGT happened last night, guys, and it was pretty epic for a finale. Even though they tricked me because I thought that we were going to have the winner last night.
They did. They tricked everyone.
They doing some old Rickles trick, Joel.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But, man, there's so many great, great talents this year.
So
I mean,
much talent.
Let's go back. Let's rewind for a second, and let's remember the first AGT update. Do you remember when Steve-O just
hated
AGT?
I don't remember
AGT.
That.
Hated it.
I don't know what you guys are talking
and
about.
And now he is a full-blown fan.
What?
He was texting us commentary last
week. He was.
Your boys and the Illuminati are crazy.
Uh-huh.
Whatever their name is.
He loves it. And I know, Starmy, some of you out there, you guys have grown to love it as well.
Oh, dude, we had people like irritated at us this morning because we hadn't done the AGT update yet.
Well, it's time, guys, and we're going to kick off the AGT finale with Steve-O's boy, Sal Valentinetti.
Hello!
Here he is.
Oh, the shark bite has pretty teeth, dear.
Mm.
And he shows them
Vegas, baby!
Them pearly whites.
Vegas, baby!
Oh, yeah.
Just a jackknife has old Mackie Bay, and he keeps it way out of sight.
He's lost so much weight.
Now on the sidewalk, one Sunday morning, lies somebody, some guy just oozing life, but someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife?
What do you think, Steve-O?
There's a tugboat.
I love him.
He's great, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into that type of music,
well, see, that's
then
the
he's
thing.
Great. Yeah.
He's Vegas. But the funny thing is, I feel like I'm kind of a hypocrite. I love Sal Valentinetti. he does these like cool Vegas style covers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of Frank Sinatra-esque. But on the flip side, I can't stand the guy that you guys like, who has the same shtick. It's just super moody, 30 Seconds to Mars, anthem-y versions.
Tape Face?
You know what I mean? Yes, Tape Face. That's who I'm talking
about. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Brian blah, 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 blah.
Brian.
Crumb, the bad guy from, you know, Brian Justin Crumb.
You don't like him?
I can't stand him.
Let's jump to Brian Justin Crumb.
Let's get in
I
there.
Did like Sal. I did like Sal quite
Sal,
a bit.
Sure.
He that was good. It's Vegas.
Sal won't win. That's just, he's not going to win, guys.
And neither will this dude.
You know what? He has a chance.
Oh, gosh, no.
Here's Brian Justin
He needs
Justin
to thank
Crumb.
Jared Leto all the way to the
I'm
bank.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. A summer disregard. Broken bottle tie in a one man soul. We follow each other on the wind, you know. Cause we got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been.
It's not that good. Why do I have chills, Steve-O?
Do you really have chills?
Oh, yeah.
You are a dumb.
Take a look at yourself and then make that change.
You guys can't see Jared Leto nailing that.
Oh yeah, of course. But Jared,
I mean, that's
epic.
Literally right. That's what everybody's saying was like, yeah, it's epic. Like he's just coined the anthem, which is, you know, that's fine.
You should. I should have filmed my daughter last night because we're sitting on the couch watching this, and she was jumping up and down when he'd hit those notes.
Yeah,
she was freaking out like like a little girl that just saw Elvis Presley for the first time. It was crazy.
But what's different between the Radiohead creep, this, the Tears for Fears?
You're right.
The Queen. It was literally like,
starting moody, right?
You're right.
We're gonna hit the highs at the end.
Steve-O, what do you want?
And that's
him
literally
to do?
All he does.
Well, what else do you want him to do?
Could
that's
you
his
could
thing.
You watch an hour and a half of that? Literally doing like, and here's my version of.
Here's what
you know
we
what
learned
mean?
This morning.
Yeah,
you might not have to watch an hour
that's
and
true.
A half of that because we found out the winner doesn't get a Vegas show.
Nope.
like Dex led us to believe.
Whatever, guys. They told me that that's what happened.
The winner gets $1 million, but you get it in $25,000 increments over 40 years, or you can take a lump sum. The last person that took the lump sum that I could find information on this morning only received around $200,000 because
that
of taxes and whatnot.
But okay, you win $1 million and you, after taxes, get $200,000. Someone
it's all
is,
in quotation marks. For
someone's
me.
Getting robbed there.
And then also the guy that did win the Vegas show, that was Terry Fader, the ventriloquist. Mm-hmm. He got that because he signed a contract after the fact. Like he was approached by whichever the Mirage or whichever hotel he was in, and they got him for a Vegas show because they thought it would be good.
Wow.
So it's not like you win a Vegas show. One thing I don't like about him is I totally agree with Steve-O. He's doing the exact same thing over and over.
It's the same song.
But I also think that about the opera girl, and I don't understand any opera person because it's the same thing. It's
right.
just a different person singing it. But contrary to what you said, Steve-O, I think this guy can sing better than Jared Leto.
Really?
So I think he's emulating Jared Leto, but he's a better
that
singer.
That iTunes London performance
which
that Leto did?
Probably overdubbed after the fact.
Yeah. They both sound pretty similar.
Because I've seen live videos and he did not sound that good.
Right, right. Well, I know it's hit or miss. I mean, but that's like every performer. It's hit or miss. Live line's blowing up. People, Jay said, Sal, totally Vegas. And then same thing that we're saying. I don't like Brian. He just sings the same song with different lyrics every single week. Horrible. You can't cover Michael. Cover of Man in the Mirror was terrible.
Yeah, but that,
he picked a wrong song.
He picked a wrong song, but in a way, I've never heard that song sung that way.
Of course you haven't.
Nobody has.
Yeah. Nobody has.
I thought that
because
was
kind of
cool.
MJ did it best.
I thought it was kind of cool. He put a new twist on it. I think
he
was
put
bad.
A new twist on
it,
but it
wasn't
again,
terrible.
I'm kind of like, it's kind of like if you're covering the Beatles, you need to do it right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about that opera singer, the young lady, Laura Britain.
12 years old.
This is not my thing, but...
12 years old.
This is pretty cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not my thing, but yeah. She's amazing. For 12 years old, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's great.
For those that are into, like, opera.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, that's pretty talented. Nice job, 12-year-old.
We have our boys in Lincoln Bridge.
Why'd you have to leave so soon? Why'd you have to go?
Steve Harvey.
Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? And I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but still it's gonna hurt. Now carry on.
Okay, Lincoln Bridge on AGT.
Scared me.
Yeah. Again, if you're into that sort of thing, and sure thing, I think they do really well.
Yeah.
I can see them being very successful, you know, opening up at casinos and stuff.
So, okay, I know we mentioned it, but that 40-year thing, that's a real thing. You get $1 million payable in a financial annual sum of $25,000 over 40 years and a chance to headline a show on the Vegas Strip.
A chance.
So you basically, if you win, you get the $1 million.
Okay.
And you also get meetings, if you will, with different casinos for the opportunity to sign. Yeah.
If you're that sort of act.
Which, by the way, we're not gonna show him, but Tate Face.
Oh yeah.
He was in the finals. Nobody thought he was gonna make it to the finals.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of Clairvoyance. You know, it's like this.
See, and I liked them. I thought they were great.
It's like this duo, and he's like, hello, I am French, all right.
Hello.
Simon.
He's not French.
You take out your credit card.
Or German.
We're going to write down the last four digits of your social security.
Amelie will figure it out.
Through the power of being a warlock, I will tell you. I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it, but I didn't care. I did like Joe Dorenbos, the NFL.
John?
Yeah, John. Sorry, yeah. Not Joe. John, who used to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought his trick was amazing because it was more about his message than his magic trick.
Yeah, it was pretty inspirational.
It was super inspiring. I thought that was good.
Mm-hmm.
People could use that. But all paled in comparison, which is ironic because Grace actually looked pale.
Look at Steve-O taking over AGT.
I'm just saying.
Man.
Grace Vanderwall.
He's taking it over.
He loves it.
I do.
He's great.
I love say, this. I was this sitting is there, this 12-year-old man.
Falling asleep in my chair last night, and then my phone lit up, and I looked over, and it was Steve-O. And I was like, oh, what's Steve-O? He's watching AGT.
Oh, man. And then I realized,
oh, yeah, AGT was tonight.
Gosh, if you're new to the show, when we kicked this off a couple months back, Steve-O hated it. Now look at him. Just soaring like an eagle.
He's its biggest fan. Steve-O, did you order that AGT shirt?
No.
Yes, you did.
Steve-O, get us into this this last track here because I agree. Grace last night was amazing.
She is the best talent.
And if you want to think someone is the witchcraft is happening, I think it's happening right here with young Grace because this is just not right that a little girl like this can write these songs and then sing them like we've never heard before.
Grace reminded me why I'm honestly actually excited
to do starting next week. The Voice Recap!
The Voice Recap!
Because I care! Alicia Keys is on it and I have to watch. because I care. I love when somebody can just be original and do something crazy. Yeah. Which is another reason why I think this girl is far and above everybody else on the show. Gosh. Sweet little ukulele girl.
I'm glad they got a band, too.
There's no band. Yeah, it's a cello.
No, they have a drummer over there.
Uh-huh.
And there is a bass player.
You see a girl in the hallway. And then you whisper to your friend, who is she anyway? You forgot what she looks like in like a day. But your words don't hurt me. I will be okay. Cause you don't hurt me. I won't hold your silly words. I won't live in such a world. Cause your punches and your names, all your jokes and stupid games, they don't work. Watch them just go right through me, because they mean nothing to me. Try to change my shape, but baby, I'm not gray. Sorry, not today, because baby, I'm not. Try to change my shape, but baby, I'm not gray. Sorry, not today.
She wasn't perfect. She was a little pitchy in moments, but that's what makes her great, man, because she just owns it.
She's going to win. She's going to win, and I don't even have to watch the finale tonight.
But here's the question. Did she write that?
Well, she said she writes all her own music. That's what she says. It's hard to believe, man. Hard to believe at 12 years old. Gosh. Grace Vanderwaal.
So good.
Yeah, and then after she got done and the judges were talking to her, she was saying that she's just glad that it's over because I can't imagine 12 years old being under that much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
Get up in front of millions of people. And then they showed they always do the little story before they perform.
Yeah.
And they were doing a really cool montage of all the YouTube videos out there on her first performance, her first song that she did,
man. And
how it exploded. It almost broke the internet.
Yep.
And all these different versions of people just singing her song.
That's awesome.
It's so amazing.
She's very talented.
Yeah.
She's got a future. Like, she's going to win.
Oh, she's going to win. She has to.
Yeah.
She has to. Good job, Howie. He threw that golden buzzer at that girl. Quickly.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else coming close to her. I really don't.
It was good, man. Shout out to everybody who's been chiming in on AGT this morning. It's hilarious. What? Somebody just said, I'm sorry, but Grace's voice hurts my ears. That's okay, man.
Yeah,
why don't you get some new ears, bro?
AGT. I guess theologically we just discovered someone without a soul. That's weird.
AGT. Tonight is the finale. The recap and all the votes. And then next week, The Voice kicks off.
Yay, Alicia Keys!
I'm pretty
excited. And the week
about
after that, it's going to be the ninja thing. And then after that, it's going to be the
Ninja Warrior,
the bike game. There's a lot of these shows now.
There is a lot of
them. And they showcase all kinds of different things.
Yep.
Sure is.
I mean, there's one where John Cena, I think, helps people you know, almost die military style.
Yeah.
It's like a game show.
Pretty much.
That looks pretty much.
Like, hey, get in this ice cold mud water and live there for a few days, and then we'll see who lives.
What channel is that on? CMT?
I don't even know.
Okay. There you go. AGT. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk toys. Your favorite toy as a kid. We posted it up on Facebook if you guys want to go share a picture of your favorite toy when you were a kid. We have this year's finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame. We'll go over that next.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
And it's good to be back on the campaign trail.
President Obama taking the stage in Philly.
The president was asked for a pardon by Edward Snowden. The former National Security Agency contractor living in Russia said Mr. Obama should pardon him because his leak of classified documents related to the nation's surveillance changed the law.
Donald Trump is offering a new plan that would allow families with young children or elderly parents to set up dependent care savings accounts.
The finalists have been announced for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Sony's video game division is expanding. Soon it will offer music, movies, and other kinds of entertainment for its virtual reality headgear.
The NCAA is moving major sporting events out of North Carolina to protest the state restroom law.
The U.S. shows off its military might. Fighter jets doing a flyover of South Korea 75 miles from the border days after North Korea's latest nuclear test.
Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been rushed to a hospital.
The National Weather Service is warning of dry, windy conditions in Nevada and Utah.
837, hello.
High today of 82 degrees.
Traffic. Got an accident. Shoulders blocked. I-25 north at Comanche. Also, accident I-40 east at Unser Boulevard. And we heard that the accident at 2nd Street in Osuna was really mixing stuff up this morning. So you guys maybe avoid that area if you need to. Thanks to the live line for texting that in. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Yeah, Mike! Yeah!
Taking a stand. Yeah.
Taking a stand. Good morning. Welcome to the show. 585 Live. That's our text live line number.
Yeah, we did get somebody on the text line. They said, bad accident at 2nd and Osuna. Traffic's backed up in all directions. So, for real, guys, maybe don't go that way.
9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about Illuminati.
We need to call up our expert friend, Bill Peterson.
That's where I found this out.
I knew it.
He's all into that sort of thing. And you know what? He's onto something. I think you're onto something, Bill. Yeah. If you're listening, we're gonna track you down, buddy. We're going to talk about this because it's big news. 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. If you don't believe, you will. You will. Steve-O.
Yeah.
The National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester,
New
York, just announced the finalists for this year's class.
I love toys!
And as usual, it's a mix of toys that have been popular for decades. And then a few random things kids just like playing with. Here are some of the finalists. Care Bears.
Aww.
Okay, I loved the cartoon, never had the toy.
Yeah, me either, actually.
We had a ton of Care Bears.
Oh, you had sisters.
We did. Well, and then also, I had the rabbit. The blue rabbit that was super fast.
There was a rabbit?
Care Bears too, man. I've been, gosh.
What?
I don't remember the rabbit either.
No one.
I don't remember the rabbit. I remember the orange bear thing with the heart, right?
Yeah, sure.
This is a bear heart?
Yeah.
Care Bears 2, Return to Care-A-Lot.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Damn, man.
What?
Nothing.
What? You were too busy getting to go see R-rated movies when you were three.
What?
Okay.
am I wrong?
Nerf?
Ooh, yeah. Nerf is great.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, is it just Nerf?
Nerf.
Like, it's just Nerf.
Nerf. Nerf everything.
Nerf going in the Toy Hall of Fame. Okay.
Pinball.
These are really generic.
Can I really just get into Care Bears a little bit? The rabbit was...
If you want to,
the rabbit
right
was
ahead.
One of the Care Bear cousins. Mm-hmm. Okay? They had to get out of there. They went to Care-A-Lot or whatever it was up in the clouds because Darkheart, the demon, had entered into Care-A-Lot and was destroying everything.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Care Bear cousins. That's real. Teo knows.
So anyway, thank you, Care Bears. Okay, so that lion right there, it's Lionheart. He was legit.
Yeah, I remember Lionheart.
Okay, then you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he was the lion. Braveheart Lion, I remember the lion.
God, please forgive me for punching my friends when they're not looking.
What about Playful Heart Monkey?
The rabbit that I liked was Swiftheart Rabbit.
Swiftheart Rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
There you awesome. Go. Swift Heart Rabbit kind of just looks like a blue rabbit. There he
was. He was a blue rabbit.
He's just a dumb blue rabbit.
Why don't I remember him?
He was lightning fast.
Yeah, I don't even... What is happening?
All right, coloring books.
Coloring books are not in the Hall of Fame yet?
Yeah, well...
Come on.
Yeah. Transformers.
Oh, of course.
Swings.
Oh, my gosh. Pause. Speaking of Transformers.
Yes.
If you still had... the touch in the system, now would be the time.
Okay.
Because something happened on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Something incredible. The 30th anniversary edition of Transformers the movie, the original one that came out in 1986, the animated movie. 30th anniversary Blu-ray high definition edition was released. It looks great. It looks great. They have side-by-side comparisons of what it looked like, even with the 20th anniversary edition, which I have, and the new one, the 30th high-def one, and it looks awesome.
Indeed!
Oh, it's beautiful. Again, these are just the finalists that we're going over. There's 12 finalists. Only two or three of them will actually get voted into the Hall of Fame later this year.
Oh, man, come on. Right.
Well, last year, what were the winners last year? Because we didn't...
Wasn't it like Slinky?
Last year was Super Soaker. Twister and puppets.
Yeah, that's what I... And puppets.
And puppets.
I love how generic it is.
Puppets in general.
Puppets.
All puppets.
Yeah.
And Playground. Playground made it, guys. Finally, Playground getting its day.
Also, Dirt.
Uno is a finalist this year.
Yeah.
I love Uno.
I do too, but I mean, Hall of Fame, bro?
Sure, man.
You're up against the Swing. You know?
It's one of the greats.
The Swing's been around for generations.
Oh, man.
You know?
Guys,
George Washington swang.
Swiftheart Rabbit was a girl.
Oh, gosh.
Dang it.
Wow, Teo.
I got a lot of stuff to find out about
we
myself.
We see your true color shining through.
This is why I'm a feminist, because of Swiftheart Rabbit.
True colors.
All right.
That's why I love you.
Fisher-Price Little People.
What?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Okay.
And Bubble Wrap.
Dude. Brody loves him some bubble wrap. It's ridiculous.
I still love bubble wrap.
Like if something ever comes in the mail and it's like in a box, like he's got to be right there, because if there is bubble wrap, he is jumping.
You know,
the new
bubble wrap, actually, it doesn't make any noise.
What?
They make bubble wrap.
That is a lie.
It doesn't make noise.
Well, you need to bring that to my house, because I would love to see that and Brody interact, because Brody has never met a bubble wrap. He did not destroy. And make bomb sounds with.
Well, this year's picks will be announced on November 10th. So out of those 12, they're going to pick three.
Swings, bro.
Swings.
Classic.
I'm voting for Swings.
Maybe Pinball?
Swings should have already been in there.
Yeah.
Maybe Coloring Books?
Yeah.
Classics.
Those are classics, man.
Maybe Dungeons and Dragons? What?
Wait.
That's one of the finalists.
Now,
that should not be.
What about Coloring Book?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Swings and Coloring Book.
Yeah. All right, so I put together three of my favorite toys from when I was a kid. And I feel free to go to our Facebook page if you'd like to share
your
favorite
toy. Yeah, we got people
toy.
Just chiming in for days.
But I'll never forget when I was a kid, my parents went up to Canada by themselves. They went on a little, I don't know, vacation by themselves to Canada.
Little staycation.
And I told them what toy I wanted. I wanted Skeletor's Snake Mountain.
Yep.
And when they got back from Canada... They had Skeletor Snake Mountain ready.
No way.
Yes, ready for me, and I loved that thing so much.
Okay, can I point out? Sorry,
I also had Skeletor Snake Mountain.
Can I wrote
the
down,
microphone?
Yep. And you'd be like,
you told me to write down three things. Okay, I would like to point out the first one on the list that I wrote down. Castle Grayskull.
Oh!
Apparently, I was the hero, and you were the villain.
Whatever, dude. We were taking the heroism to the source. We were conquering that bad boy.
You were the front lines battling, and I was staying cushy at home in my castle.
Yep.
Now, my second favorite toy when I was a child was my pet monster.
I totally remember my pet monster.
Now, I got my pet monster, and my pet monster went everywhere with me.
Somebody had one of these. One of my friends did.
My little sister had one of those, too.
They had it at JCPenney's. I'll never forget. And it was like 50 bucks.
Yeah, it was expensive.
And I begged my mom for that stuffed forever. Animal. And she finally bought it for me. And I took my pet monster everywhere. Well, I remember my parents had a friend of the family show up with their kid who was around the same age. And he loved my pet monster. And my father gave my pet monster to that little monster. That little kid.
I have a similar story.
I still remember to this day crying on my parents' bed because they gave my pet monster away. I still have not forgotten that, Mom and Dad.
Wow, we need to buy you a My Pet Monster.
I love that thing so much.
Wow.
Yeah. And my last one here... Well, I have two more, but Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe. I love Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes was the coolest one.
And I collected all the Ninja Turtles. So
okay.
Those are my favorite toys when I was a kid.
I still have my Metalhead. It's in my bedroom.
Really?
My original Metalhead that if it was like out in the sun, his eyes glowed red.
Yeah!
I still have my Metalhead.
That's cool.
Huge fan.
All right, let me tell you guys my favorite toy from when I was a kid. It was a toy that I asked for Christmas when I was 3 or 4 years old, and it's because of Transformers the movie. I wanted Rodimus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
He was my favorite Transformer, and I got Hot Rod, but I wanted Rodimus Prime. I asked for that toy for 5 consecutive Christmases and never got it.
Why?
My parents could never find it. Via Santa, they couldn't make it happen, and I guess neither could the jolly man that lives at the North Pole and didn't have time for me. So, check this out. I never got a Rodimus Prime my whole childhood. Never got one. Always wanted one. You know, you remember how action figures would come with the little mini booklets that had pictures of all the other? I had that little booklet taped up on the wall so I could look at the Rodimus Prime toy and just covet that Joker. Even as a child, just covetousness. Just everywhere. None of my friends had a Rodimus Prime.
Man.
None of them. So, later, fast forward, I am 18 years old. There is a website called eBay where you can find virtually anything.
Oh, man.
I just found a My Pet Monster, and it's stupid.
The Transformers had lost their sheen. There were other things that were happening. This might have even been a little bit before Beast Wars like really came back. You know, like, it was before the Transformers made their comeback.
Right.
Proper. And I found a Rodimus Prime for $81.
Oh, gosh.
Out of the box.
Oh, gosh,
out
dude.
Of the box.
What is wrong with
all the parts. And you know what I did?
I bought it. Oh, you bought it. Of course you did.
I bought it, and I have it. I bought that thing.
That is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Which is hilarious because I'm like, I just bought a watch I had when I was a child. We really do that. Go all nostalgic and have to. Now I got to try and find the
Castle. Love you, Rodimus Prime. I love you.
Now, I have one on my list that was a toy I never had that I also like super coveted that I never got because we weren't uber rich.
Look at this thing.
That my neighbor had. Oh.
There it is.
Do you guys remember the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier?
Yes. Oh, look, I had that.
What?
I had that.
I hate you.
Legit. I saw that this morning. I'm like, I totally had that. It wasn't my favorite, but I had that.
Dude, oh my gosh. So when I was a little kid, similar story to yours, I always wanted the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, but we collected Star Wars toys, so I had everything. I still have a bunch of my Star Wars toys. But my mom like made a deal, like this shady deal with some like co-worker kid, you know, like whatever, and she was going to trade a bunch of our Star Wars toys for G.I. Joe's.
Oh, my gosh.
We were going to get the aircraft carrier and all this stuff. So my mom took all of them to work. I'll never forget this. Took them all to work, waiting. Never got the G.I. Joe half of the deal.
No way.
Yeah. Never got the aircraft carrier.
But you were in on the deal? But you were...
Kind of. Yeah. It was kind of like, well, we really want the aircraft carrier. And it's like, okay, well, they have it. And it was really... It was like a... Guys, for those of you guys that didn't grow up in the 80s, we're not even joking. It was like 6 feet long.
It was.
It was an aircraft carrier. Yeah. You had to like stick it in the garage instead of one of your cars so that you could play with the stupid toy.
Yeah. And that's what's up.
Yeah. G.I. Joe aircraft, never got it and was always depressed because, yeah.
Yep. That's good, man.
Yeah. Those were like the big ticket items. The one that I actually really loved as a kid that I had were my Silver Hawks. Because they were the, like they snapped.
I had you know what I mean?
You're like, I'm just going to hit the legs and bah!
They had a little cloth.
Yes!
And they hooked on the wrists.
Man, I loved it.
Yeah.
Silver Hawks, bro.
You can text the show at 585-LIVE or call us at 338-3700. What was your favorite toy? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was going to say the one that I wanted to was also the aircraft carrier.
Oh, man. Yeah. Never that got one. It.
Man, you had to be rich to get that Joker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any...
favorite one? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you have friends that had it, or is it just one of those toy catalog, never even got to see it in person thing?
Makes me so mad.
It was the JCPenney catalog. Baby.
Yep.
Man, that JCPenney catalog.
The toy book.
I loved JCPenney's when I was a kid. That was the place to go, man.
Well, no, it wasn't the place to go. It was the place to order.
I loved to go there, man. I just loved it.
My favorite toy as a kid was my Millennium Falcon.
Oh!
Yeah, dude.
Good call, buddy.
I still have mine. Still have my Slave One and Millennium Falcon.
The stickers are falling off like crazy.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's what we're going to do. I just jumped on the old Bay of E. If you want to go halfers with me on the aircraft carrier, they have one in the box. It's only $11,000.
He's for real.
That's not
I'm not even being funny. All of our jaws dropped because I cannot believe how ridiculous that is. You know, if we want to get one open that some little idiot kid already played with, it's like $2,000.
Yeah,
so
that's insane.
Yeah, you know,
wow.
No bigs.
Why did I get rid of that?
I don't know. You're a dumb. So there you go.
Why are you so stupid?
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Let me tell you guys this.
That is ridiculous.
So the one problem with the Transformers toys was that they didn't actually look like the cartoon. They were very boxy.
Yeah.
You know, and on the cartoon, of course, it was super sleek and cool. But there's this company called Takara now, and they make masterpiece editions of Transformers. And there's a masterpiece, Rodimus Prime. It's $250.
You're going to have to buy that.
I think
no,
I
no,
am.
No, you are
you're
not.
Yes, I am.
You have to pay rent.
You can't stop me. I don't have to pay rent.
Guys, okay.
All right, 338-3700. What was your favorite toy?
All right. Well, I don't know what Transformer toys you were playing with, but one of my favorite ones was the Megatron Gun Edition.
Yep, totally.
That boy was a legit gun.
It was a legit
broke
gun.
Broke in half, the whole nine yards. I loved it.
You got the scope.
Loved
you got the. Oh,
I remember that. It was shiny.
Yeah. It was shiny.
Shiny die-cast metal.
You could totally get shot over that, too.
It was
cool.
Heavy. Yeah. Heavy like a gun. I thought it was a real gun when I first got it.
Everybody did. The 80s, every toy was basically a real
a
gun.
A real gun.
Yeah.
Right? Just there forget the bullets and a couple of things.
That's
but, yeah, that thing was awesome. And, my G.I. Joe Cobra A-10 Warthog airplane.
Oh, I had that too,
that
man.
That boy was sweet.
When I got that Warthog, I was so pumped. Oh, good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys. God bless.
585-LIVE, you can text the show or 338-3700. Thanks for calling.
Yo, this is Steven. What's going on?
Oh, guys? Stefan!
Stefan.
Steven, we played your dating video earlier.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. Is that, exactly. Well, just roll right over it.
Okay. Going up, dude. My favorite toy all time was the AT-AT Walker.
Oh!
That was one of those Christmas gifts, you know, where you're just kind of like, just you know, you saved up all year, and you were just like, I'll pitch into whatever you need. But dude, I loved it. It was because those things were just amazing.
Well, and it was
that's
ginormous.
It. That's all I got for you.
Oh, yeah. I love that. And I love you, buddy.
Yep. Oh, I love you too, guys. Kisses. Have a good morning.
All right. Okay, all right, bye. Okay, remember how I said I was like mocking and saying, dude, the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, that thing was like 6 feet long. Guess how big the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, you know, because when you're a kid, everything looks ginormous. You think it's huge.
Yep.
And then you come to find out.
4 feet.
Oh. Teo, your guess?
3 feet.
7 feet 6 inches.
Yeah, Willie, was that big?
7 foot 6.
Man, G.I. Joe
guys,
didn't play around when we
I don't
were
remember
kids.
It being that big.
7 feet 6 inches long, and apparently it is one of the like holy grails of toy collecting because now serious collectors will try and find it. It ranges in price from like $8,000 to like
$20,000.
See, what I used to do
with
my aircraft carrier was cool because I could put all my toys inside of it.
Yeah. And literally, yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
You could sleep in it. 7'6" long.
You could sleep in it.
I did not have, mine was not that big. Did they have different sizes?
No. No.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Had it been built to scale, you know, like for the 3 3/4 action figure,
like
G.I. Joe.
23 feet long.
65 feet long.
Gosh.
And 13 feet wide. So.
Wow.
They couldn't build it to scale.
Maybe I had some generic one or something because I didn't
know.
You
must
remember.
Have.
7 feet.
7'5", dude.
That's
or
crazy.
7'6". Yeah.
I think I had the generic one.
7.5 feet long.
Gosh. That's good. Yeah, He-Man. A lot of people saying He-Man.
Oh, man.
Always wanted the Barbie car.
GoBots.
Oh, gross.
Here's somebody. Favorite toys growing up. Pots, paper, and sticks. Thanks, Bill. I assume that's Bill Peterson. He is ancient.
That's good. You can go to our Facebook page. We posted, what's your favorite toy when you were a kid?
The Thundercats Thunder Tank.
I didn't have that.
That thing was legit.
Thunder Tank
was
incredible.
The paws came out. Oh, man.
I never got the Thunder Tank. I was the kid that had Mumra because he was the only one in the stores and like Panthro. He's like,
these are the only Thundercats I have.
Guys, I'm sitting on go with this Rodimus
Just
Prime. It's $250.
Do not buy that.
Don, I'm going to make a bad decision.
Do not.
I'm going to take it out of savings. It's going to come out of savings.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Fine, man. All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. One Republic Kids, Star 88. Dex Stivotea, Morning Invasion.
Speaking of kids.
We're just going crazy.
We are being right little kids thanks to the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yo, Joe!
We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe, American hero.
Whatever,
G.I.
dude.
G.I. Joe was there. They were all
up.
Terrible
this
aims.
This is what I'm talking about.
Nobody
over
could
here.
Shoot anybody.
Okay, somebody like
us in place.
Oh my gosh.
In process, reworking.
What is that?
You just
crust.
Wait, bud.
Weathering is the crumbling
what
of the crust.
What is this?
In place.
Oh, you
to
just
exposure
wait.
Exposure to atmospheric elements.
Because this was
I, no, this is the dumbest.
No, it's not.
No one knows your cartoon.
You wait for this.
No, is this Dino Riders?
Shut up, Steve-O!
Tyco
Industries Incorporated presents. Oh, what is this dinosaur doing?
Dino Riders.
They're coming
to
life!
All the time.
Oh! Listen to that soundtrack, bub. Okay, so some of my favorite toys when I was a kid. Dino Riders.
Sure.
Straight up loved Dino Riders.
The live line blew up.
Yeah,
we have, like...
We're talking about toys from when we were kids. What was your favorite toy? Feel free to share that with us.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
You know who wrote Dino Riders?
Huh.
Carla and Jerry Conway.
Really?
Jerry Conway is the guy that wrote The Death of Gwen Stacy in
That's
Spider-Man.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's nuts, though.
Yeah, the Toy Hall of Fame this year, 2016, they've narrowed it down to the top 12 finalists. Mm. Only 3 will make the cut. I want to know who's already in the Hall of Fame. Do you know what I mean? Like, is He-Man already in the Hall of Fame?
That's a good question.
Is Ninja Turtles there?
I'll research that.
You know, because we've got semi-finalists like The Swing.
The Swing!
The Swing
and Dungeons
Uno.
And Dragons.
Dirt!
No, I don't know.
I really want Dirt to be one when you're like...
Dirt has to be on there.
Rocks!
Pages and pages of Star Me members chiming in. Let's see. Favorite toys? WWE wrestlers. My son plays with them now 20 years after me. I still have a few of those. Little, WWE action figures. Back then they were WWF.
Sure.
Right.
Let's see. Stompers.
Bigfoot.
Transformers.
Mm.
Transformers.
I loved this. This one was from Thebes. Muscle Men. And then we all started Googling and lost our minds. I had so many Muscle Men. And do you guys remember Battle Beasts?
Oh
where you like
gosh,
put
are
your
you
thumb,
kidding me?
Yeah. You're just like, oh, this one's fire. Oh,
recently,
fire versus. Oh.
Recently, my mom loves me so much. Check this out. She helps me preserve my toys from when I was a kid.
I don't want to hear about this. My mom got
so
rid of all
they have
this
a
stuff.
Storage place, and my mom recently went and found my old action figures and took them out and cleaned them.
Listen,
wow.
You need to get them because I
she
just found
me.
A little lot of like you know, 20 or so Battle Beasts for like hundreds of dollars.
Are they open?
Yeah, open.
Mine are open.
Nostalgia
too.
Runs wild right now, guys, for some reason. So
I have so many Battle Beasts. Seriously, I have so many of them in a backpack.
So if you didn't grow up in the, they were little, what, 3-inch tall, maybe? Two-inch tall.
They were tiny.
Little, hey, here's a wolf with armor on. Yeah. But you had to put
and
your
he had
thumb.
A little axe.
Yeah, you had to put your thumb on their chest because it had a little, like, sticker. And then, thanks to hypercolor technology, it would heat up and then it'd be like, this one's a wood guy.
Yeah.
This one's a fire beats wood. Oh, I just beat you. It was like the ultimate paper, rock, scissors. It just took 7 minutes for you to heat up their chest. Be like, mine's water. Oh, okay.
What are some of the other
Turtle Power. Live line. Let's see. We got favorite toys growing up. Micro Machines. Yep. I still have my Micro Machines. G.I. Joe's. And the basketball hoop you hook on your bedroom door. Yes,
they still
dude.
Have that.
Heck yeah, man. My kids got one of them. They're spoiled. They get to come out of their room for school and stuff. And so, I'm just kidding.
Wait a second. Do you remember this one? I'm making sure I get the right intro this time so you guys don't give me crap again.
Someone on the live line said, ooh, what is this?
Yeah, I remember this one.
I have
is
these.
This Mask?
Oh, yeah.
I had the Indy Racer, then turned into the Jet.
Overtime!
5-year-old Octavian chimed in and said his favorite, Legos.
Dude, yeah. The 80s cartoons were great solely based on the soundtrack. Listen to this.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love that.
As we are lamenting not having a G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, Starman member chimed in and said, I always wanted a Barbie car but never got one. So all of my Barbies rode around in shoes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yep. That's how you did it.
Let's see. He-Man on the list.
Yep. He-Man.
Of course. Among the birds and the bees. Last year's Hall of Fame inductee, Super Soakers, making the Starmie member list.
That's right.
My brother and I mowed so many lawns to get those. Favorite toys, Micro Machines makes another appearance. Look it up if you don't know. Micro Machines Super Van City. Oh, man.
I remember that.
And here's an interesting thing. That guy, the voice actor for Micro Machines, was a Transformer.
No way.
In the Transformers movie.
He was Blur.
Ah. Boom. Good job.
This is the Evergreen Forest. Quiet, peaceful, serene.
Oh. Wait.
Yes!
That is until Burt Raccoon wakes up.
What? Burt Raccoon?
Dude,
never heard of this.
I haven't seen this in a long time. I remember this.
Casey Kasem was the voice.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Luckily, he has some good friends to help him out.
Oh, Forrest friends. Dude, you're blowing my mind right now. I haven't even...
Life would be simple in the forest, except for...
Shout out to Leah,
Cyril
9 years old, on her way to school, listening.
Man, that guy's
she
a
loves
guy.
Us. Her mom said Jim and the Holograms was her toy.
But
the movie last year made her very
Dude,
sad.
Have you guys even tried with the movie?
No way,
it
of
is
course not.
Awful.
Well, yeah,
obviously. It's on, we got cable and it's on demand. And so I was like, Dawn, let's watch Jim and the Holograms. She goes, okay, we made it 10 minutes.
Yeah, oh, could,
that
yeah,
movie
no
is
way
terrible.
Live line chiming in. My favorite toy was the 18-inch Pee Wee Herman doll with the pull string. Do you guys remember the
Yes, oh, that's
and you could
terrifying
get Cherry.
That's
I love
weird.
Pee-wee
Cherry was okay.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Pool boy.
Tell us what it was.
I'm thinking of thousands.
I know, right?
Okay. So here's the two I like. I liked Zap It. Remember that?
Now I'm going to have to look it up. Zap. Was that like laser
remember,
tag?
Zap It was that gun that you put ink in and you squirt?
Oh, yeah. Like,
uh huh.
And then laser tag. You remember you can get that
yep
too.
Yeah, loved that laser tag.
Loved it. Yeah,
I wasn't.
And then this
wasn't,
this wasn't a toy,
it
but I used to collect a garbage cell kid.
Oh, yeah. Of course,
yeah,
man.
I got in trouble by my still, mom. She buzzed.
Oh, dude, they were all over my dresser. My mom was like, yeah, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Too late."
It's too late, girl.
It's too late, Mom.
It's too late. Just let me live
my
life.
Dresser, dude. All my dresser. All right, man. I love you guys.
There you go.
Do you guys remember PJ Funny Bunny?
What?
Turn this on.
No. PJ Funny Bunny?
Just give it a chance.
Weird cartoons when we were kids, man.
Oh, ABC. What's ABC doing? ABC Kid Time.
I don't know if I remember this one.
PJ Funny Bunny.
You guys don't remember this?
No, I don't remember
Not
this
even
one.
A little.
Man, I just... Does anybody else remember PJ Funny Bunny?
No, not really.
I used to watch this a lot, too. He was a funny bunny.
He looks like the bunny from Nestle Quick.
He kind of was. Okay, I can't.
Yeah,
it's man, I'm
you
making like
some weird cartoons.
All these he weird did. Memories are coming up for me. Just
that
strange
one was
stuff.
Weird right there. Adrienne Chimney said she had a pink metal Tonka truck that was made for Barbies. Best of both worlds. She still has it. Trucks and Barbies.
Trucks and Barbies.
That's funny. One of Johnny's favorite words is truck.
Yeah.
He goes truck bus. I'm trying to get him to learn the difference between a car and a truck and a bus, but he just calls everything truck. Oh, and motorcycle, he says vroom, 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 vroom.
Yeah.
Vroom.
Motorcycle's a hard one.
That's
for
one of my favorite cartoons ever made.
Underwear, freakazoids, freakazoids.
Chad and Hobbs chimed in and said his cousin's G.I. Joe aircraft carrier was a blast to play with. I want to talk to you, Chad, but his favorite toy that he owned was his Ewok Village. Yes!
Ewok Village.
Return of the Jedi Ewok
that.
Village. That thing was the jam.
Mm-hmm. 338-3700 or 585-LIVE. You can text the show. Talking about toys we had as kids. I did love Bugs Bunny.
Tiny. That was Tiny Toons, and it was completely different.
Bugs Bunny on Saturday morning, man. I look forward
that
to
that. Was Tiny Toons.
Bugs Bunny and Tweety Show was my favorite. And I found our list. These are some of the toys that are inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, for those who don't know what we're talking about, the 2016 finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame is up. And it's some interesting toys.
All right, here's Domino's, Monopoly.
Okay.
Teddy Bear.
So I'm assuming like Checkers.
Star Wars action figures.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Rubber Duck. Hula Hoop.
What about Legos?
Legos are in okay. there. Little Green Army Men, which I had.
We had somebody chime in on the live line with a picture. Christopher chimed in that he had an entire Time Me toys. Tim Me.
The Duncan Yo-Yo.
Lots of Green Army Men.
The Crayola Crayon. A cardboard box.
Wait. So the crayon... The crayon is in the Hall of Fame, but they're trying to get coloring book in. Come on, guys. Let's make it happen.
The cardboard box is in the Hall of Fame. Of
That's because
it is.
Inevitably, Christmas time, you get your kids some ginormous toy, and they just play with the cardboard box. They run around in it. They turn it into a fort, and you're like, cool, man.
And then Beans and Johnny fight over it.
Next time, I'm just going to U-Haul and buying a cardboard box.
The Erector set... Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh, I had both. I had an Erector set. Mm-hmm. I really thought I was going to be like that kid from The Sandlot, and I really was not at all.
The Atari, Jack in the Box, Frisbee, Puppet,
Herculoids.
Yeah, these are all some of the toys in the Hall of Fame. So yeah, and there's toys. There's 12 finalists right now for the 2016 Toy Hall of Fame, and they're trying to get Nerf, pinball. Coloring books, Transformers, Swings, Uno, all of those into
Swings,
the Hall of Fame.
Dude.
Swings. Hey, we all had them.
Oh, dude, Voltron.
They're still out there on the playgrounds.
Muppet Babies. I had some of these. Somebody sent us a picture of these Muppet Babies toys. We had those at home because I remember having Kermit on the skateboard. It's like, this is why Kermit is actually the coolest. Oh,
gosh, I just miss being an 80s child. I really do.
It was a beautiful time.
It was. It really was. And, you know, it's just not like it used to be.
We'll never get it back. All we do now is just count on Stranger Things to return us to that time.
You know what's weird, too? My kids are at the age where they don't buy toys anymore. Mm-hmm. And... they still sometimes I'll catch them watching SpongeBob, but that's it. That's the only cartoons that they'll watch right now. And they're just getting to that age where just not into it anymore.
Constructs.
And it makes me sad. I think I'm ready to have another child, Leslie.
No, what?
Yeah.
Don't do this because then you're going to have to buy a bunch of new toys that are stupid.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but you know what? Our parents said the same thing about our toys when we were kids, you know? It's the way it went.
Yeah, it's life.
is life.
Man. Circle of life.
All right, we done talking about this?
Man, I don't know. It's so much fun. We're but done. I guess we should be.
We're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay, we can be done, I guess.
I mean, we don't have to be done.
I mean, but we could be.
I mean, it's your choice. I mean, if you want to keep playing some of these great classic theme songs.
Okay, never mind.
It's fun, though, when we do this because it's fun to throw out random ones and see if anybody else has heard of them. Like PJ Funny Bunny.
Here's an interesting one. What about the little monsters that came in garbage bags and you would put it in water?
I think I do remember those.
Oh, yeah, that's not real.
We mentioned Tiny Toons, but somebody chimed in with Fraggle Rock and Muppet Babies. Loved Muppet Babies.
Muppet
yo.
Babies was the jam. Muppet Babies. When your world looks kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there.
Just close your eyes and make believe and you can be anywhere.
Mention that's beyond compare.
No, what stop is this?
Is this Gummy Bears?
Yeah, gummy bears. Did you guys watch Gummy Bears?
Heck yeah.
I couldn't get into it because the big chubby gummy bear,
what?
It was the same voice actor that did Garfield, and it threw me out of my element because I prefer Garfield. I was like, oh, that's the same guy. It's ruining my childhood.
Okay. Oh, you're right, Tail. The music that they did for cartoons back in the day, the theme songs.
It was better.
It's just awesome.
Whoa. Teen Titans Go is a current cartoon that my children love.
I don't.
They do songs that are hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm talking like legit.
No, don't try and... We're not... It's not like a...
I'm not talking funny. Like, we're talking about two different things. I'm not talking funny. I'm talking
like...
This
is the wrong thing. This is the wrong...
This was the legit cartoon.
This is not.
Which one are you talking
this
about?
This isn't it. Teen Titans Go.
This one?
No, it's not. Okay. Gosh. Stop! This is. Gosh, this is the worst. This is not it! I give
Teen
up.
Teen Titans!
I quit. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Is that the intro to the show, though?
Where's Teen Titans
no.
Go?
No, that's.
Oh, there it is.
Here it is.
Do this one.
All right.
That's. Oh, my gosh. This is not it!
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
This moment in my life.
What are you talking about? Let's hear the
theme
song.
This one right here.
Oh, gosh.
This one.
Is this it?
This is the... Yeah. This is the actual one.
And you're saying this is better
than... No, I'm not saying...
Let me...
You guys aren't... Oh, gosh. I hate all of this.
No, we were talking about theme songs. Check this out. Here's a theme song.
Oh, Pole Position.
From now on, like your parents were.
That's sad. I knew that one immediately.
The secret force of Pole Position.
They're moving real fast. They're the only ones who can get there on time.
Okay, sis.
Man, they're your brother and sister.
They're always fighting crime.
And they're one of the greatest intros of all time. Are you kidding me? Bring it on.
Tally Hawk.
Great, one of the greatest toys of all time.
Silverhawks, partly metal, partly real.
Okay, guys,
that's good.
This has brought up a very real fact on the Morning Invasion.
What it is?
We do not have a theme song.
Yeah, we do.
We do not have a theme song.
All right.
We don't have we have like our intro, and it's like, here's a funny bit from yesterday, and blah, 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 blah.
I don't think we need an intro.
We don't have a theme song.
Yeah. We don't need one.
Nah, I mean, all big shows have a theme song. I'm just saying, you guys were talking about how theme songs aren't like they used to be. I think we need to employ Stephen Christian, and by employ, I mean get him to do it for free because he's our friend.
Amen.
And write an actual theme song for the morning show.
I like that.
Can I play one more?
Used to be four ordinary teenagers. Until one day...
Oh my gosh!
We met some new friends.
Dinosaurs!
Out of town. They were called Dinosaurs.
Do you remember this show?
Oh yeah.
The only other person that had heard of
my
this show
and I became
was Chrissy!
Scouts.
Really?
This is one of her favorite shows when she was a kid.
From outer space.
and joined in their battles against Genghis Rex and the evil Tyranno.
Genghis Rex. It didn't last very long, did it?
Bossers are leaving, Bossasaur.
Well, follow them.
I can't imagine why.
You crazy cat.
I love it.
Man, I love it.
Yeah. Well, I think I have the music for our theme song.
Let's hear it.
I like this theme song. I think it fits our show really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody just sent me those garbage things.
Yeah, I just looked them up.
It's kind of nuts looking.
Thanks for holding. Good morning.
No, good morning. I was going to say that I don't think the theme songs are quite as cool as they used to be, and neither is the drawing or the cartoon. I think, well, except for the exception of Dragon Ball Z and some out-of-country stuff, but, yeah, our cartoons look like Big Head, Fat Scribbles, 90s versions of The Simpsons.
Yeah, 90s toys. Don't even compare to 80s toys.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Mm. All right.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you. I don't think he could hear
okay.
us.
Okay. Okay. We got something on the live line that we have to share.
Okay.
What do you got?
You guys talk about how things in the 80s were amazing. I would like to share something with you.
One,
it goes a little something like this.
Four.
Ooh. I mean, if this doesn't scream 80s theme song, I don't know what does.
What are they ripping off here? This is something.
Of course it is. You should know it very well.
Is that all it
this,
is?
This isn't the whole thing. Here we go.
Yeah. Gorillaz music video?
It kind of looks like a gorilla.
No, it's the greatest cartoon on television. I can't understand.
Pretty sure this is a Gorillaz music video.
What is it? What are they doing here? What are they covering, sort of? Parodying?
This was the theme song for Teen Titans Go?
No, this is one of the things they did.
I mean, come on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, 80s, bruh. Look, there's your Silverhawks, except it was a gold hawk. It's literally like a parody of every cool thing from the 80s. This is why this show, it's written by, like, us.
It proves to me that everything in the 80s was just better.
Yeah.
80s. Oh, come back, please, 80s.
Somebody on the live line said, ever read Ready Player One? Are you kidding me?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I have. Ending was left much to be desired, in
False.
My opinion.
I disagree, in my opinion.
Yeah, guys, we gotta write a theme song for the Morning Invasion.
Yeah.
We gotta do it.
It's gotta be 80s like that.
Uh-oh, somebody said Airwolf would make a great theme song for us.
That's one of my favorite TV shows. That was my jam.
I loved Airwolf as well. This is a good theme song.
Just three average guys who love radio. Well, pew, pew, pew. We can work with that.
Yeah. Just three average guys who kind of fell into radio and are thankful.
All right, let's see here. Let me tell you about three average guys who fell into radio.
No.
Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. They call themselves the Morning Invasion.
Hey!
No, that's when it's supposed to go into the song. Like, in all 80s things, it's like, you've got the, here's the interesting part about how we found dinosaurs and time machines. And then it goes into, like, dinosaurs and time machines and stuff.
Yeah,
and that's what the show's all about and stuff.
All right, well, here, you take it away.
No, we need the intro voice guy. You got to start with the voice.
You do the voice guy.
No, you do the voice,
okay,
and
I'll
do
the
song.
Guy. All right, here we
okay,
go.
Okay.
Let me tell you about three guys. Just average Joes. Dex, Steve-O, and Taya. They are the Morning Invasion!
Invading your morning with invasions and stuff. We got guns and missiles and we're sticking you up. Cause we need all your money, cause we're working in ministry. We're broke and now we're gonna rob you, give us money.
Turn his mic off real quick.
What's that?
Just you know what? Cut his mic.
Thank you. Hey, Dex. Did you hear how he talked about robbing people?
I think I dumped all that.
Gosh, I'm so glad we're not in that situation. We need to call Jesse and just say, what's up, dude? Thanks, bro.
That's inappropriate.
Gosh, weird. Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Your song was neato.
Yeah. I thought I was...
Did you know that you started singing about robbing people?
Maybe you should write it down and then we'll proofread it and then we'll go from there. Okay. Because that was...
This is a nightmare.
Okay. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
It is good to be back on the campaign trail.
President Obama taking the stage in Philly.
The president was asked for a pardon by Edward Snowden. The former National Security Agency contractor living in Russia said Mr. Obama should pardon him because his leak of classified documents related to the nation's surveillance changed the law.
Donald Trump is offering a new plan that would allow families with young children or elderly parents to set up dependent care savings accounts.
The finalists have been announced for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Sony's video game division is expanding. Soon it will offer music, movies, and other kinds of entertainment for its virtual reality headgear.
The NCAA is moving major sporting events out of North Carolina to protest the state restroom law.
The U.S. shows off its military might. Fighter jets doing a flyover of South Korea, 75 miles from the border, days after North Korea's latest nuclear test.
Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been rushed to a hospital.
The National Weather Service is warning of dry, windy conditions in Nevada and Utah.
School and forgot all my stuff at home. 9:37, good morning.
High today of 82 degrees. Good morning.
Let's take a quick gandry over at the highway. See what we got.
There is an accident on I-40 East at Unser. Watch out for that, guys. Also, a lot of road construction. I thought one over at Wantabo was an accident, but it's actually just construction. Be careful that you look at traffic.
Traffic!
Okay, that's our theme song.
There it is. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Who you gonna Who you gonna call? Morning Invasion.
Dex, Steve, Oteo.
No. Gosh. Wondering if it will make you happy.
No, it won't.
Get to school.
Morning Invasion. It could work, guys.
I'm proud of all of
you. It's never going to work until you two take this seriously.
What?
This is a very serious thing. You guys are just like ripping off 80s stuff. It's got to be authentic and original and sound like an 80s cartoon.
It was just three guys that wanted to be the greatest radio show in the universe. Their names, Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. They call themselves the Morning Invasion.
We're invading your morning with laughter and fun. Everybody is stoned. Yes, I said everyone. It's the Morning Invasion. Give us your money, I will hold you at gunpoint.
No, it always goes to that. It always goes to that.
What is it?
Maybe there's part of. Maybe that's part of it.
What the heck? Gosh.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I feel like our Morning Invasion theme song so far has had to do with nothing but robbery, holding people up, and acquiring money illegally. I just don't know.
Do you think it's
if we've got what it takes to write a clever enough theme song.
Is it because we're calling ourselves the Morning Invasion?
Yeah,
so it just lends itself to that?
We're invading your wallet.
We're invading your wallet for money.
Yeah, maybe.
I got it. I got it.
Oh.
We ditched the Morning Invasion. We call ourselves the Lost Boys.
No, that's already...
Okay. Play the song.
Okay.
Gosh.
It was just three guys. They were lost. But they want to be found. Their names are Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. They call themselves the Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys of Radio AM, just trying to bring smiles and laughter to everyone, except the next four
We started waving it in the air and asking for the wallets. It's a photo. Okay. It's okay. A photo.
I just feel like we're constantly going to be robbing people. It's bad.
Even if you're a Lost Boy.
Lost Boys is already taken many
times
over.
The end of that one was saying, it's a hold up.
The Lost Boys was a great name, man.
No. Peter Pan. I don't know. The Lost Boys, the movie.
Maybe the listeners could come up with our theme song.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think you're onto something.
Yeah, write a song, post a video of yourself, and the winner will get to sleep at Steve-O's house for the weekend.
Just went up a notch of weird.
That's going to be cool, man. That was so sweet of you to offer your house like that.
No, I mean, you know, no props.
Guys, I want to talk Illuminati, but I want to wait. I texted Bill to see if he'd be on the air, and he hasn't texted me back yet. Maybe you guys could text him, because he doesn't like me.
Nah, because he doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Why are we talking Illuminati? Is this because of the new, like, weird conspiracy theory?
Why are we talking Illuminati?
Why would we not?
Are you kidding me? You want to talk about something that's going down right now.
Yeah, catch the people up, because I have not actually dug deep
Bill
into
to
this
join
rabbit
join the
hole.
Conversation with us.
No, because Bill's going to slant it a certain way. We can't skew it. We are a reputable news source at this point, and I want to know, like, the facts.
Okay, well,
I've heard the rumors.
What are you talking about?
We are a news source, okay? We give the facts, so let me start by, let's find out how Hillary Clinton is doing, because the last we heard, she passed out.
She's
had this awful cough. Things are not looking good. She's down in the polls right now, so let's see how Hillary Clinton is doing.
And now, a statement from Hillary Clinton regarding her health issues.
Hello, my fellow Americans. This is Hillary Clinton. As you can tell, I am feeling much better. No more coughing. I am ready to get back on the campaign trail and work for you worthless glorables. Hard-working American people. I am Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
This has been Hillary Clinton discussing her health issues.
She sounded like a robot, Dex.
It's a speaking spell, man. Trying to just,
Well, Steve-O, he's right. We are
reputable, man.
Reputable.
People take us seriously, obviously.
And I just wanted to throw the facts out to
you
see how she's
present
doing.
The truth a little bit.
I did. But, this is a conspiracy theory.
Slightly.
Is trending right now. Hillary body double conspiracy theory.
Guys, this is really circulating social media and the world.
Hillary is now a body double named Teresa Barnwell.
Watch out.
The real Hillary is either still very ill or dead. So the person you're seeing on the TV right now...
This is like Dave, right? Like the Kevin Kline film?
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is.
This is straight up Dave.
Yeah.
Except Hillary.
Yeah, that's not Hillary right now. Because Hillary is really ill. She's very sick. And in fact, some reporters out there are even saying that Hillary Clinton is dead.
No, stop it.
Are they really?
No, yeah. There's no way this is real.
They are
so stupid.
No, they are, Steve-O.
No, I know they're saying it. It's just dumb.
If they're saying it, it's real. Okay? That's my whole point. They can't go on and say that if it's not real.
I don't think that's the way it works.
That's not the way the internet works, man.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sandra Bookman.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death.
That's actually ABC.
That's ABC News reporter. Hillary is dead. Let me play it one more time.
No, play the whole thing.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death. Hillary Clinton's doctor has just revealed the presidential candidate has been diagnosed with pneumonia.
Good evening, everyone.
Wait,
I'm Sandra Bookman.
That's right.
What?
He said.
Maybe he said health. Did he say health or did he say death?
No, Steve-O.
He said death.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sandra Bookman.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death. Hillary Clinton's doctor...
Health, man! He meant health!
Well,
that has got to be a blooper.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that,
Steve-O. Wow, how did that make it to, like, national news coverage? That's what...
What do you mean, how did it make it?
Freaks me out that they didn't have, like, a minor delay where that he didn't go, all right, health, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, well, there is this conspiracy theory going around that Hillary Clinton was replaced by a body double. On Sunday, Hillary Clinton's team announced she had pneumonia after she left a 9/11 tribute early. The presidential candidate later made an appearance looking better outside her daughter's New York City home. One common theme was that Clinton appeared thinner when she greeted reporters after the event.
Yeah, if she's got pneumonia, you're not going to like be eating much. You're probably going to lose
a couple hours,
pounds.
Huh? After a couple hours, you're just going to look a little bit thinner.
Conspiracy theorists are so awesome.
This isn't a conspiracy, okay? I got the facts right here. These are pure facts.
Okay,
pure.
Hit me with them.
Another was that there weren't any Secret Service agents accompanying Clinton when she left her daughter's apartment, even though other photos show her flanked by agents. Huh. She always got agents. Mm-hmm. When this body double happens to leave, where are the agents at? How can you explain that one?
Coffee break.
I don't know.
You can't explain it. That's why. There's also other photos out there that, you know, Hillary will be holding a purse. She'll have a purse strapped around her left shoulder. Well, Hillary's body double straps her purse on her right shoulder.
Ooh.
Oh.
If you're a woman, you always... Always.
No, he's right. Women are very prone to do the same thing over and over and over. As a feminist, I have an inside track into the mind of a woman. It's very repetitive, and there's a lot of just empty space for you to do. And so you just do the same thing.
Exactly.
Trying to maybe
I can't believe we're really covering this. You can't believe that this is
look at the pictures
right now.
Look at the pictures. They look exactly the same.
It's because it's the same person.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not the same person.
I can't.
Her name is Teresa Barnwell. Again, I wanted Bill on to talk about it because he's the one with all the information.
Right.
He's been following this story from the beginning.
Yeah.
Bill Peterson has. So tomorrow we'll talk about it.
Our notable and reputable friend, Bill Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me he's been following the Hillary body double story since its inception?
Since the inception of it.
Does he believe?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sandra Bookman.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death.
You heard it first.
I would like to point out that if this was real, don't you guys think the Secret Service would have flanked the body double too?
Yeah.
No, because they have to be with Hillary Clinton, the real Hillary Clinton. That's why.
Okay. I accept it.
You know, and if you have a body double, you're going to make mistakes. That's just what happens when you have a body double. You know?
I've got four body doubles, and they are on fleek, bro.
So, I know you guys want us to talk about this right now. You guys wanted us to talk about this.
I wanted to talk about it.
But we're going to wait till tomorrow so we can discuss it for at least an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we got to have Bill Peterson
okay.
on.
In real life, would it be wrong of us to quit the internet until after the election?
No.
Because here's the thing. We are being satirical, and yet you know that there are people that are going to take this very seriously, Bill Peterson, who
it's
are
going to
like, it is trending.
Hilluminati.
What happens is somebody comes up with something ridiculous like this, and then it goes on social media, and then it becomes this like, worldwide news thing. And it's kind of like, okay, here's what I'll equate it to. Here comes the Jesus joke, you know, to bring it back around to the good book.
Bring it back. Steve-O, bring it back.
Bring it back.
What happens is, you know, when you're talking to people who aren't Christians, people who just don't have the same belief as you, who are like, okay. In fact, even recently, I talked to a friend. It's never about their personal faith or about them and their sin and their life. They always try and throw out some, what about the kid in Africa? Okay, here's another hypothetical. What about this? And it totally sidetracks the person from having to deal with the crap in their own life. Mm. And it seems like that's what's happening right now in politics, is nobody's dealing with any real issues. It's just a, well, this person obviously is dead or really ill, and so there's a body double. Oh, well, Trump actually is crazy, and here are the leaked emails that now prove blah, 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 blah. But none of it like is really...
what is important about somebody becoming our next president. I guess maybe if Hillary's actually dead, that'd be pretty vital.
Okay, we know she's not dead. the reporter messed up. Absolutely, okay?
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is
okay, let's just
how
say,
we get sidetracked.
But just let's just talk about it just for a second.
Okay.
What if there was a body double?
Okay.
What if it
okay,
that was
see,
real?
This is where I'm confused because be okay I was under that? The impression that most presidents did have a body
would
double.
Would you
yeah,
vote
Bono has a body double?
Would you vote for the body double or okay. the real person?
No, you're gonna
you should always vote for the clone because the clone is disposable.
Because if the body double can pull it off, then I might vote for the body double.
Vote just for the clone, because I'm telling you guys, as soon as you don't like what the clone's doing, you're like, hey, guess what? You're not even a real person anyway. Poof, yeah. They're gone.
Wait, wait, wait. So now you're getting to the idea that clones don't have souls? Oh, we have to dig into this because I disagree.
Well, who makes the soul, God or man?
Oh, man. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll talk about it for an hour tomorrow.
No, we will not.
I'm just going to tell you guys from personal experience, clones are not people. I've had to get rid of many of them. Mm-hmm. I literally man. Can't count on three hands the amount of clones that I've had to get rid of.
Wow.
And it's basically it comes down to a fashion issue. I yeah. feel like I'm getting misrepresented. It's like, what are you wearing, you idiot? What's wrong? And so then they're gone. They're gone.
So we're talking about Teresa Barnwell being Hillary Clinton's body double. Well, she tweeted yesterday, okay? Okay, people, calm down. I was in L.A. today all day. Was just messing with your crazy conspiracy-minded little heads. Go to bed. She's messing with us, man, because that right there tells me that she is the body double.
Stop it.
If you're gonna tweet something like that, you're the body double.
Apparently, shout out to Farmington who chimed in and said, look it up on Snopes, man. Body double.
Body double.
That's all they're saying. Somebody else in Albuquerque who's never listened to other radio stations said, this is the best radio ever.
Good. That's why we're going to talk about it for two
Welcome.
Hours tomorrow.
Welcome.
No, we are not. Yes, we are. We're going to talk about this for 3 hours tomorrow.
No. We'll have guest
clones,
Bill Peterson.
Body doubles and Bill Peterson. We will build a wall around the truth.
Oh,
we're trying to track
gosh.
Down Mr. Bill Clinton, a former president.
William Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
William Jefferson.
Because if anybody knows, if, you know, she's really, you know.
Are you kidding me? He doesn't care.
Well, that's true.
He's like, sure. He's too interested in kicking a balloon around at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with this.
Sadly,
stuff right
this now. Is a commentary on what the American people care about leading up to a presidential election.
No, sadly is the fact that I saw that balloon video of Bill Clinton getting so stoked about balloons, and it made me so happy. I was like, look at him appreciating tiny, simple things. And then I took Johnny outside, and he saw a hot air balloon, and it was the exact same reaction.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. I yeah. think Bill Clinton's gone senile, or he's turned into a child.
Yeah.
What's happened?
It is strange, though, man. She's been very ill. She's been very sick for a while now. Not just like a week or two. This has been months. That's her.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
Whoa. Did she just go into Bernie?
She sounded like Bernie's in. Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
She's got a thunder cough. That's why.
Free college for everyone.
A thunder cough is something
Weird.
You don't mess around with. You guys know what a thunder cough is, right?
No.
I have.
I know what a thunder buddy is.
Yeah, I got thunder buddies.
When we were trying to figure out where we could be, we all said, let's go to Cleveland.
That's a lot.
And I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us. Every time I think about Trump, I get a
lunch. Oh, gosh.
Boy.
Unbelievable.
The proof's in the pudding, guys. That's all I'm trying to say this morning.
Wait, what pudding? What, huh?
I'm pretty sure it's banana pudding with vanilla wafers.
I just... Wow, that sounds fantastic,
that's
actually.
What I'm saying.
We should go get some of that. Are we done?
So tomorrow, tune in. 7 a.m. we'll kick off Hillimanati.
For 17 hours.
Hillimanati.
No, we will not. No,
Bill Peterson will be joining
us.
Yes,
we will.
Yeah.
We got to bring in Bill.
Gosh, this is real life.
Bill Peterson and his clone will be joining us.
Did you read the loud line?
I'm worried about our future, America.
America.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
That's funny stuff. You guys are so great.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you, Starmie, for making every day amazing.
All right, we're done today, guys. We had a big show. We talked AGT. Of course, the finale's tonight. We'll announce the winner tomorrow on our Morning Invasion.
Oh, okay. Snap.
That's right.
That way you don't have to watch it.
We didn't get to a letter, but we'll do it tomorrow. My wife and I are having a big debate with our 12-year-old daughter.
Oh, no.
Someone needs our help.
Okay.
But, guys, we're busy. Okay? We're busy. Sometimes
you busy talking about stuff off. Talking about Battle Beasts.
Excuse me.
Silverhawks.
Excuse me. You're the one who wanted me to talk about it when I clearly said tomorrow we'll do it tomorrow. And you said, no, I want to know. So I told you.
Okay.
Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Also tomorrow, which towns in each state have the weirdest names? And
wait.
Yeah.
Before we go out, can we go out on the greatest 80s cartoon of all time?
Oh boy, here we go, Steve-O.
This was my favorite
one. I don't
know
about this.
Wait, let's go out on it.
Wait, greatest 80s cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, we gotta go.
Yeah, you had to. You did.
Intervention is coming.
My favorite one!
What was the little blue round thing?
Shut up, it's Rainbow Bright.
No, it was like her guy. He had like a red nose and
man, that
weird star ear things.
Oh man. You know what? I watched Rainbow Bright.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
And I didn't even have sisters, and I watched Rainbow Bright.
Okay, now we're worried. That thing! That little fuzzy thing next to her. My sister
has a Pokemon.
Thing. Those things!
That's a Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all!
Those are not Pokemon.
Get out there, those Rainbow Bright!
Oh, gosh.
We'll see you tomorrow, Starmie.
There you go.
Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.